bike kill contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Can you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Have I told you you're my favorite? Have I told you? Have I told you you're my favorite?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you the winner of the Golden Globe for his fabulous role as a woman on 6 Feet Under.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Toodaloo Ass and all the ships at sea. Dressed like Deion Sanders and ready to talk like Harrison Ford, here's Mike O'Mara.
Yes, here I am, all by my onesies. Don's in a meeting. That's what I was told 15 minutes ago.
He'll be any minute, though.
Any minute he will be arriving. And I am sitting here all by my onesies in the throes of the death grip.
But Rob and I are here.
And yes, that's right. I'm supposed to introduce you, right, Buzz?
And Rob.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, gang.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody.
After a holiday weekend.
It's a very big week for the show. Of course, we're doing the show from Washington, D.C. today, and then it's up to Nueva York as we take planes, trains, and automobiles to make our way to Manhattan. And we've decided that we're all going separately now, except for, I guess, Rob and I. We're going to be taking the train.
But not in the same car.
No, not in the same train car. We'll be separated. So really, I think we're all definitely fragmenting now when
very
we used to kind of
so.
Go as a pack. Yeah. Buzz and Lisa, you will be flying.
Flying together,
you
yes.
You are bravely, going to go through the new heightened security of the airports to get up to New York.
Lisa's done it before. This is my first time since September 11th. So.
And Don, because he likes to press the buttons on all the different radio stations, will be taking his car, so right. You will be driving. So we are all doing it that way. We'll be in New York starting tomorrow for the rest of the week up in New York City.
We won't even be able to share a cab when we get out of the train.
No.
We're going to different places
That's
now.
That's right, absolutely. And, I've got to tell you something. I am trying to put up the brave front, put up the good face. But let me tell you, this thing, whatever it is, I pray to God that I have not infected any of you. Because let me tell you something, this little death grip flu, cold, whatever the hell it is, has knocked me on my derriere. I was in a coma for the better part of the weekend. And, it's not a sympathy situation. It's basically just sitting back and kind of being a vegetable and having my wife say, what is the matter with you? What are you doing? I said, I am definitely...
there
it is.
I started to curse you on Sunday night.
Was that?
I started sneezing. And I think it might have just been a reaction to pepper.
Well, I'll be washing my hands on a regular basis and making sure none of you get this. So,
thank you.
Wash them on the 8th.
But I did get a chance to enjoy some of the football over the weekend. I love the best game for me on the weekend was the New England game when you got to see 18 inches of snow falling at the same time while the game was going on.
Fantastic. And that virtual yellow line really, really brightens up the field when it's against white.
The thing about New England is they had that game a while back where they had the snowplow come out. Remember when the field goal kicker was going to kick the tying of the winning field goal? Actually, but this time it was the way I like to say. I love it sitting in the privacy of your own home, 72 degrees, and you get a chance to watch the guys that are out there getting paid $2 million a year, slogging through 18 inches of snow. It was fantastic. fantastic. I know Don, I'm going to have to, when he gets in here, I'm going to have to ask him about whether he was wearing his lucky Green Bay outfit.
Wow. He was.
The Packers didn't do that well.
No, they did not.
So you had a very manly Saturday night.
I didn't have a manly. I basically was in my own stink the majority of the weekend. it was very, very, very tough to get functional and to actually be a human being. But I do have an update on my medical condition, if anybody is curious about
this. Oh, yes,
I'd love
to hear. Absolutely.
I know that I have, I've gotten the nickname Paxil now because I talked quite a bit about the fact that I'm taking stuff,
right?
And I was also talking about the side effects. Well, I finally got a chance to sit down with my doctor and tell him that I'm able to go to the party, but I'm not able to finish the dinner,
right?
If you understand what I'm talking about.
You don't get your dessert.
I don't get my dessert. What happens to me is basically I took this stuff and it made me tired, which I don't like. And it also, the most significant side effect, people have called us about this with this Paxil stuff, is you're not able to, how they say, complete.
Uh-huh.
Not able to finish the job, as it were. And as a 42-year-old male, that is a very significant thing to me.
Can't have that.
Yes, Rob. Rob's talking, and right. The funny thing, Rob's running the board, and he's talking, and his microphone's not on. That's cause for a little bit of concern.
I normally wouldn't interrupt you, but I believe we have your doctor on the line.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Hi, Pax.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Where the hell are you?
That meeting with the guy about the thing?
How did the meeting go with the guy about the thing?
The meeting with the guy about the thing went great, which is why I'm late.
Oh, really? All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, the meeting with the guy about the thing was, obviously, with the fact that I'm not there.
Yeah?
Yeah. If the guy would have said about the thing, F you.
You probably I would have been
out of the guy's office at 9 o'clock.
Ah, very good. Okay, well, I look forward to hearing all the details about the guy about the thing, which I'm sure we can't talk about, correct?
We can't talk about the guy with the thing.
Very good.
Absolutely can't talk about the guy with the thing.
Well, that's then I have no intention of talking about the guy about the thing. Well, the thing. I won't talk about the thing. And,
don't talk about the thing. Definitely don't talk about the guy.
I won't talk about the guy at all. I'd love to talk about the guy.
We've talked about the guy before, but we can't talk about him now.
Yeah, I know you'd like to talk about the guy, but we're not going to talk about the guy at all.
Anyway, I'm on my way back from beautiful Infinity Broadcasting headquarters.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm about to go into great detail on my the latest in my medical psychiatric treatment.
Ah, fantastic.
Yes, there's a new development, a new twist, and I'm going to be making a big change in my life.
Oh. Well, I will turn the telephone off.
Yes, and turn the radio up and listen. Yes, be sure you do, because, I can tell you, I'm actually going to have surgery to become a woman.
I still can't laugh.
I
should be there by the end of the first break.
I still can't laugh. It sucks, because if I laugh, I do this. There we are.
Does the Paxil do anything for tuberculosis?
No, the Paxil doesn't do anything, but Paxil makes everything worse. That's my new. I don't want
to be the motto.
I don't want to get the drug companies on my ass, but that's what I'm going to say from now on. Paxil makes everything worse. That's the way it works.
This portion of the Today Show.
Hold the fort down. I'm on my way.
Hey, sorry about those Packers.
I got it. Listen, I know why they lost.
You have a theory?
I wore. God damn it. I wore the wrong clothes.
Oh, no.
And I also called and started bragging when it was 7-7.
Oh, no.
I am the reason the Packers lost.
Oh, no.
Really?
I'm it.
All right. Look forward to hearing all those details.
All right. See you shortly.
Drive like the wind, my friend.
Not me, my friend.
That's right. Obey. Obey all locals.
My name.
What?
Double Nickel is my name.
We could never do the show like when I was on the radio and you were on the phone. It could never work. We could never, do it from different cities.
Mike, 55 saves lives.
Absolutely. Obey all local traffic signs.
I'm doing about 100.
All right. See you when you get here.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So,
go, Pax, go.
Oh, Pax.
I don't know whether that's Pax or for the Packers.
I'll
tell you about my death grip in a second. Let's take a couple of phone calls because that's what I have the energy to do right now.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say hi, Mike, and hi, Buzz, and hi, Rob.
Who's
hi.
This?
Hello.
This is Denise.
Hello, Denise. How are you today?
I'm good. And I'm calling to tell you that I had the same death grip cold flu thing in December, and it lasted the entire month.
Wow. Hey, Denise, thanks for the heads up.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate that.
I just wanted to let you know to take care of yourself, and all you can do is really sleep, and that's really it.
Okay. That's what I'm doing right now. Thank you, Denise. Yeah,
wow.
That's what I'm doing. Sleeping here at work. Let me remind everybody, we're still taking entries for our Win a Las Vegas Style Show at Your House. If you would like that fabulous Las Vegas Style Show at Your House, and we're going to do the whole thing, mm-hmm. the whole show. The only difference between this and the kind of Las Vegas Style Show when we go out to a bar is that we can do stuff in the privacy of your own home that's even naughtier.
That's right, and I got really good news on Friday.
You did?
John Pop will be joining us as our disc jockey and sound technician.
Yes. Hey, how about that?
And when you want
that
fun,
great news, Rob.
You had John Pop.
John Pop.
John Pop.
And I thought it was just going to be an average show.
No, it's going to be an above average
John
show.
Pop. Rob gets a little more excited than most people about that.
John Pop is a veteran entertainer.
He's a veteran entertainer, and you know, he's a very nice boy. He's going to wear his tuxedo.
I'll ask.
That's good. Lisa Herndon has just made her way into the studio here. She's handing me a note. It says, Emmy in New York. Is on the phone?
Yeah.
All right. What line?
No, you just say, we'll take it.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah.
I've never done this since we've had the... Hello, Emmy in New York. How are you? Emmy?
Works great.
Yeah, working great, B. Emmy in New York. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you, Emmy?
Well, I'm kind of bummed out. I was all excited to go see the Gutterballs play tomorrow night at the Rip Van Winkle Lanes, and I called this morning to get information, and
yes. They
don't know a thing about it.
Okay, well, now, hold on. I think we've got an update on that as far as what we're going to be doing. It just looked to me like Rob and Lisa were making out.
No,
like
because
that.
She has a sore throat, and we never make out when she has a sore throat.
Never.
Okay, now, what is the very latest with our bowling tomorrow? It's tomorrow night in New York.
Tomorrow
we're going to be bowling. Where are we going to be bowling?
At the Port Authority. Leisure Time, I think it is. In the second
bummer.
Floor. Port Authority. John,
we're bowling at the Port Authority?
John tells me it's great.
Oh, good. All right. Well, so we're going to be bowling the Cosell family?
Yes.
Howard Cosell's grandson?
Colin
Both
and Justin.
All right, that's good. So we're going to be, Emmy, we're going to be at the Port Authority. If you you know, want to take a bus in,
yeah,
you can go like upstairs and bowl with us at the Port Authority.
Sounds like a dream date.
I've seen the Port Authority on Regis. They've like set up a whole bunch of like games.
I've seen the Port Authority every time we come to New York, Rob.
But right there they've got like a whole bunch of gaming things. They do a driving
right. Yeah, all right. So anyway, we're going to be bowling at the Port Authority, and we're going to be having a wonderful time against the Cosell family, Colin. Not Colin Cosell,
no.
And some other Cosells are going to be there also. So you going to come out and see us at the Port Authority tomorrow night?
Okay, Pax. Feel better.
Okay, thank you. I guess you didn't want to answer the question, so that's that. But I was saying about the Las Vegas-style show. We are going to be giving some lucky winner a Las Vegas-style show in the comfort of their home. We're going to bring everybody out there. Tom Gavin's going to be there. Dennis Murphy, Homo Joe, Cheryl the Big Dyke. We're going to have all the games. We're going to bring all sorts of good times. John Pop will be there providing the music for everybody.
And the magic. Are you well?
With all of our sound effects also, that's going to be provided. And what we ask from you is to send us a letter demonstrating why your house is the best house to do this Las Vegas-style show. Doesn't matter where you are throughout the country, we are coming out there to some lucky person's house. And what I think we're looking for in a letter is... broads. Let me just cut right to the chase.
Availability
and say,
of providing of the broads.
The kind of women who want to participate in our reindeer games, that is what we are looking for. So if you would like to have a Las Vegas-style show at your house, all you have to do is send us a fax with a letter describing why your house would be the best one. And the fax number is 1-800-636-6410. That is the fax number. Send your letter. I'm going to cough again.
That's
Rob,
all right.
Take it away.
While you're doing that, make sure you want to include your age on that fax.
Yeah, because everybody there, it has to be 21 or over.
Right.
It has to be 21 years of age. And, you know, if you have kids, send them to grandma's house for the night, because this is for adults only. It's adult fun that we're having.
I have a question for you about this letter.
Yes, fire away.
How do you feel about a certain relaxed view on morality?
Rob is very encouraged for this contest. And if you can communicate that through your correspondence via fax, we would appreciate that, okay?
It's on Super Bowl Saturday we're doing this.
Super Bowl Saturday, night before the Super Bowl. Who doesn't want to have a big party that night? It should be fantastic. And when Don gets here, we're going to be reading more entries in the Win a Las Vegas Style Show at Your House contest.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you today?
I'm good.
I called you on Friday to warn you about all the snow we were going to get.
Yeah, we didn't. It didn't really amount to anything.
Yeah, but you see, there's a small problem. Well, maybe it's not for you, but I'm still stuck in my house. Could you send, like, search and rescue for me?
What do you mean you're stuck in your house? Where do you live?
Arlington.
Arlington? I mean, the snow is practically melted. You got, like, dry pavement.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't understand.
Well, but see, all the news forecasters told me that I was going to have to prepare for the worst, so I prepared for the worst, and I'm still sitting here.
I see what she's doing.
Okay, so she's basically taking the forecast and running with it.
She's playing the irony card.
That's very good. Exciting. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I get jokes.
You know, somehow too much cold medicine in my head right now to deal with irony right now.
I don't think it's the cold medicine.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey. Have you clocked any time with the first Monday with James Garner?
What's that? You mean the new Supreme Court show?
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's funny you should mention that. I think you might want to tune in. I don't want to give anything away, but you might want to tune in Friday if you're interested in that.
Wow.
Okay. Don't want to give anything away, but it's very exciting. Let me tell you about this this whole Paxil thing. You know, we were talking about
your medical update.
The inability to, which has been difficult for me. So I did see my medical professional towards the end of the week.
Good.
And the medical professional has said to me that, well, we're going to try on something else. I remember we had gotten a call that said Celexa. You know, it sounds like Anne Heche's name.
Yeah.
The alien name that Anne Heche. That's what I'm going to be going on. But here's the deal, and I didn't know this either, that you can't just, like, stop taking this stuff.
No.
Really?
Well, what you have to do is you have to, like, wean yourself off of it and go down. It's like withdrawal.
It's like horse.
It's heroin. I mean, and I got on the website because Don told me the last time I was taking Paxil, that they've got a website with all the information on it. So I get on this website and I read these letters from people that are talking about what they've gone through when they've tried to go off this Paxil. And I swear, you want to talk about heroin? It sounds like these people, they're talking about nausea, dizziness, that they get forgetful when they go off this stuff. And I'm starting to really, really freak out about the whole, like, I'm almost of the mindset that maybe I should just go back to being the same a-hole I was before
but
I started
the
entire journey.
But you can't, because if you take it off, if you get yourself off the medicine, you'll become forgetful and you'll vomit.
But I'm fine. And I'm down to 3 pills a day.
Well, that's hardly a hassle.
You have to take the pill, and because now you would think that this medication,
yes,
that people have to occasionally go off it and they have to wean themselves off it. You would think they would make it in smaller increments. No. What you have to do, he tells me, I have to go out and get what's called a pill splitter.
You yes. don't need to use a pill
which
splitter.
Which is just like this thing that you put a paper cutter in and
right.
you put your pill in it and then you divide it into, I have to go from 20 milligrams, I guess it's what it is,
right.
to 15, mm-hmm. then to 10, then to 5, then to, you know, and I tell you, the whole thing with the medication, I am not Elvis Rob. I am a man who is trying desperately to survive in the year 2002.
Let me check my PDR. That doesn't come in a smaller dose, Jack.
So I'm cutting these pills into fourths.
Uh-huh.
This tiny little pill, cutting it into fourths. What I do is I cut it in half. That goes fine. But then when you have to divide the two parts into four parts, you know, I'm not exactly nailing it every time. I'm trying to, but I'm not really being that successful. I've got this little chunky little piece and then a slightly bigger chunky little piece. So I'm probably not down to 15. I'm probably like 18 or 17.
What you should do is go
Jesus
to, like,
Christ. I mean, the whole thing is starting to drive me nuts.
Go to ye old druggist
mm-hmm.
and get yourself like a mortar and pestle and just grind it up and then you can put it in like a powder.
Yeah.
Take exactly. it like a goodies.
Like so measure it and say, what if it works quicker that way? Maybe you're supposed to take it in pill form.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's
a heart attack.
What about that?
All right, I'm going to take some. What about that? Said the
okay, I withdraw the suggestion.
I'm very concerned, Buzz Burbank.
Very concerned.
Mr. Gower.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, peachy. I've never been better in my life.
I know you're having a rough time, but I just wanted to say that I've been listening for years. I don't call, and I'm not one of the people that can come to your shows for various reasons, but I you're the reason that I really listen, because I just think you're wonderful. I think your impressions are great. I love what you did to G. Gordon Liddy that day on his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Keep it coming.
Da-da-da-da-da. I just think you're great, and I'm going to hang up because I'm really nervous.
What's your name?
Oh, that's nice.
My name's Velvet.
What's the name?
Your name is Velvet?
Velvet.
I swear it is.
Well,
I
love
the name.
I love you, Velvet.
Excuse
wow.
me?
I said I love you, Velvet.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
She sounded sad.
Rob, Buzz, that was Velvet.
Yes, National Velvet.
Velvet, love
Blue Velvet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Crushed Velvet.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, where are you calling from?
Sterling.
Sterling?
Sterling, Virginia.
That's wonderful. Eric, will you excuse me for just a second?
Yes.
What all Mike right. was saying is that the best way to spell Sterling is with an apostrophe. Sterling.
Yeah, we usually, only the finest calls on this show from Sterling, they take that pesky G off, so it becomes Sterling. What can we do for you, Eric?
I was just going to say, I'm surprised you're feeling under the weather. Didn't Buzz call you and warn you there was an influenza virus heading straight for your head?
Yeah. Well, you know, I took contact over the weekend, and you know what? I think one of my problems is today I haven't taken that fine sponsor.
Yeah.
I haven't taken my contact product today.
Did you use it as directed?
I probably didn't. I probably didn't. Oh, okay, hold on. I got to go.
Here's your problem.
Wait, I got to tell you something, okay? I got to, because this adds to it. And I know this gets tedious, but I've got to tell this story.
Yes.
Because I'm getting ready to go to sleep. The Sunday night, we have the three-day weekend, so I said, hey, you know, Monday, the holiday, I will sleep in all day long, so I'm going to take extra NyQuil. I'm really going to take a real double belt of this.
Bad
right?
move.
So, I look on the back, and I guess, you know, you are taking this medication. Might be a real good idea to look at the warnings for drug interactions.
Yes.
So, I look on the back of the NyQuil, and it says, what do you think? What do you think? What are the drugs? It says, watch out for people taking psychiatric or drugs for depression or anxiety. That's what
really?
It says right on the bottle of NyQuil.
The only thing I know from NyQuil is do not take if you drink more than 3 alcoholic beverages a day.
Well, the thing is, I hear this. It says M-O-M-A-O-I-D or something along these lines.
M-A-O inhibitors.
See, there's pharmacist Buzz knows all this stuff. Right. And it's very, very frustrating.
Jack.
And what happens to me, Jack, is I spend the next hour on the website trying to make sure that I can. And finally, I'm so lost on this website that I just knocked back the NyQuil and I had a very good night's sleep. But I should probably take the recommended doses of contact that Buzz is recommending.
Yes, you should. And you should duck when the germs head your way.
All right, here's a very special announcement I have to make right now, ladies and gentlemen. Join the Gutterballs as they battle the Family Cosell in Manhattan tomorrow at Leisure Time at 8 o'clock. Leisure Time is located on the second floor of the Port Authority. For directions, call 212-268-6909. Don't miss the remarkably raucous and ribald repartee and arguably antagonistic athletic activities of these two teams.
That's to be read like
Cosell. Did you write this? Did you?
No, he wrote it.
That's to be read like Cosell.
Sorry. Don't miss the remarkably raucous and ribald repartee and arguably antagonistic athletic activities of these two teams. Port Authority, that's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. We look forward to seeing everybody in New York City
we'll see
out
there.
Should have a lot of fun. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, forget this. I am but too fragile to withstand an evening of barbs and seconds.
Do you understand that?
No.
Not a word.
No, a strike.
No, I don't either. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Merlin.
Merlin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling
the forest?
From and no musicians live in Lusby, Maryland, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Paxil for several years.
I'm happy for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wow, watch him disappear.
Hello. Yes, Merlin just disappeared magnificently. Hello, what can I do for you?
Dude, I'm on Laura Zeppelin.
Pardon me?
Is it with DayQuil?
Oh, DayQuil. He's talking
dude,
DayQuil.
I am so stoned, man.
Yeah, DayQuil's different than
what NyQuil. What are you taking right now?
It's called Laura Zeppelin. Dude, that's time, huh?
Are you really speaking this way, or is this some sort of joke?
Nah, man, for real.
What's your name, sir?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, man.
Bob, you got a cold?
Yeah.
And you're...
Does it matter?
And you're... Are you taking any kind of psychotropic drug?
I guess.
Yeah. You guess? You're saying you're taking DayQuil now?
Yeah, and then I mixed it up with my antidepressant, yeah?
What's the antidepressant that you're on right now, Bob?
It's called Lorazepam. I got the bottle right here, man.
Lorazepam? Lorazepam? L-O-R-Z-E-P-A-M?
Lorazepam.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
A generic for my happy pill.
So you're taking that and you're not... Are you supposed to mix it?
No.
No, you're not?
Oh.
No. All right, go to the physician immediately. Go to your local emergency room. Don't drive, though.
The problem with that is...
Really walk, yeah?
You can barely walk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to call an ambulance or something, sir.
Get a ride. Take a bus.
The problem with that is...
Bob, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all cool.
Okay, Bob, right. Just be very careful, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Bob. Goodbye.
Don't fall down.
When you're on the Ativan, you might be really screwed up, but you certainly won't care.
All right, now listen to this. Uh-huh. Listen to this. Yeah, well, the company I'm keeping right now.
We all know one thing or another.
What's wrong with this picture? I mean, I know I've got some issues, but Jesus, come on.
Well, I got that so I wouldn't drink when I flew.
Oh, really? So you've taken what he just took?
That's the generic of Ativan.
Oh, we're all Elvis Presleys here. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
This is John. I'm calling from Crofton. I just wanted to let you know that I have forgotten to take my Paxil a couple of times.
Yes.
And I've gotten those exact same symptoms that you were talking about on the website. I took a look at the website. That totally freaked me out. I'm like, wait a minute. How am I going to get off this crap now?
Yeah, well, the whole thing is starting to really just grow hair. And,
does that, too?
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm trying. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Michael.
Call me Mike, please.
Mike.
What?
This is the guy that calls for Buzz all the time.
When you call for Buzz, would you like to say hello to Buzz?
I would.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, sir.
How was your Martin Luther King Day?
It couldn't have been nicer. And yours?
It was the best Martin Luther King Day ever.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's terrific. What else can we do for you, sir? What's your name?
Gabe.
Gabe, what can we do for you, Gabe?
That's it. I just called to say hi to Buzz. Don't you feel lucky to work with Buzz?
Each and every day that I look across through that glass pane and I take a look at Buzz Burbank, I feel overjoyed at the privilege of being able to work with the newsman extraordinaire Buzz Burbank.
He is just competent and enthusiastic, and I couldn't enjoy
those are the two
more.
Words. And enthusiastic.
The old C&E.
Would you like to share any other adjectives with Buzz? Kind.
Super.
Generous.
Super.
Sexy.
All right.
Thought-provoking.
I don't know what he looks like.
A real man about town.
Uh-oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, fresh from his meeting about the thing that we are not allowed to talk about.
Yes.
Man who has driven the highways and byways of Washington, D.C. at over 85, 95, 115 miles per hour to get here to entertain you.
Double nickel.
55 the entire way here. Ladies and gentlemen, now, back in the driver's seat for the rest of the show today.
Hey, Daddy's
Dr.
home.
Geronimo.
Daddy's here. Sorry I'm late.
But all right.
Welcome. Sorry I'm late. You know, I would...
Feel coming.
I would only be late under the most... important of circumstances.
Very happy to hear that. Very happy to hear that about the thing with the guy.
The thing with the guy.
I'm aware of the thing. That's what when they said you were at a meeting, I figured it was a meeting with the guy about the thing.
You know, I had a meeting with the guy about the thing today, right?
Yeah. As soon as they say the meeting with the guy about the thing,
I told you on Friday that I had a meeting with the guy
about the thing. So you had another meeting with a guy about something yesterday, and I know that that was another thing.
That was unrelated.
I did not know your meeting with the guy was today.
Well, the guy with the meeting today was about... The thing that the meeting was about yesterday, but then it ended up being about...
Yes.
The thing.
The thing you threw in the thing at the end there.
The thing, right. And then he said, well, why don't you sit down for a while? And then the next thing you know, I said, you know, you're making me late for work today. And he said, well, I think it's okay. I'm the president of CBS Radio. So sorry I'm late. Let me unpack my suitcase.
Your satchel, if you will.
And
make yourself at home.
And get my my notes out. And
let me, while you're doing that, just finish what I was going to say. To make a long story short about what I'm doing, I am going on a new medication.
Oh, I heard that. You're going on the NH thing.
It's going to be Celexa. They say fewer side effects.
Good.
I know we got a call from a lady who said that's good stuff. I won't go on that for like another 5, 6, 7 days, though, because you have to wean yourself off of this one form of heroin and then go on to the other form of heroin, and that's exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Hold down the fort for just a second.
So this thing hopefully will, I will let you know what's going on. There is a small part of me, and I know everybody's going to say, don't do this. There's a small part of me, though, as I'm weaned off this other stuff, that I'd just like to say, enough.
Yes.
That's it. And maybe just go off all things in totality.
The idea is to reduce stress.
Well,
not increase it.
And I think really, frankly, being on this stuff has caused a little more anxiety than I anticipated it would.
That's not good.
Initially.
Screen's dead, Rob.
Computer. Hold on, Rob. All right.
Computer screen is dead, buddy. But, hey, New York, I'm online with you now. See, these are all the things that normally come down an hour before the show to get set up. So bear with me for just a moment. Give me 2 seconds here. Just put this here, We'll put that there.
Uh-huh.
Put this here.
Good.
Yeah, you see that? Put that there.
Looking good.
I gotta go in here.
Mike and Rob are trying to fix the computer screen.
I gotta go in here for a second. I gotta get my pager. Does this plug in somewhere? I gotta get my pencils.
In case you need to write something.
Okay, right. No, these are simply the pencils I hold.
Oh, that's right, the holding pencils.
I don't see where this plug...
Those are prop pencils.
To write what I use are my Sharpies.
Right.
And I don't see where this is supposed to put... Joe, where does this plug in?
I don't know. I see that right here.
All right.
Then right here... If you launch Buzz, here's the... Just push me on.
No excuse me necessary, Joe. Just shove me into the chair.
Here's the notes about today's show.
Oh, good. We'll need those.
The grid for today's show. Here's my dum-dum card about the phone numbers for the show.
Handy.
And then here's a note about the thing. So I'm set. I'm totally set. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hey, listen, Don. I hope you had a good weekend.
Hey, Don. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show. New episode on this Tuesday. January 22nd.
Yes, how are you?
Did you give out the phone numbers?
Yeah, I gave out the phone numbers.
Did you give out the phone numbers?
We gave out the local number. We didn't have the national number.
877-365-3636 from anywhere in America.
The contest to win a Las Vegas-style show at your house.
Yeah. 202-432-1067 from D.C. on WJFK and from New York, 877-692-1027 on WNEW.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Listen, first, I want to start today by saying thank you to two big markets that have given us great ratings.
What are the ratings?
One big market and one small market.
What's the big one?
The big one is Seattle.
Ah, success in Seattle.
Well, already, I'm waiting for the maximizer. I'm waiting for the hour by hours. Right. But I got the news today that the ratings for this show on KQBZ in Seattle... Which, incidentally, doesn't even go on the air for another half hour.
Good.
I would imagine that that would be the onus for them to pick up the fourth hour of the show.
The ratings have gone through the friggin' roof
on KQBZ in Seattle. So when we get on in Seattle in a half hour, we'll have to thank them.
Number one?
No.
Oh.
No, but, not number one.
But good. Right.
But up a point and a half.
Up and away.
Up like two and a half points in 25-54. So all good.
Wow.
And also, you know I love Ocean City, Maryland. And once again, the show is number one rated on 96 Rock.
Number one on our, I think, our 17th radio station in Ocean City. I think that's incredible.
We've been on every station in Ocean City, and this is one that really gets behind the show. So thank you to the good people of Ocean City.
We look forward to being on until spring.
Good. No, this is the station that has kept us now.
Oh, they've kept us.
They've kept us through the non-tourist season.
Oh, that's good. Okay, very good.
Remember, they picked
us up.
Well,
no, they keep us. They always keep us through the non-tourist season.
They had us on all last summer.
Well, wow. They did.
Yes, they did.
So that's when I get nervous usually in the springtime. Is when the stations in Ocean City start getting their inventory for the beach.
You remember that we actually went there and did a Las Vegas-style show right at the beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm. Ah, one of the best ever.
Right. So, man, the bottle and cork, remember?
It was a wonderful evening.
So, hold on. Who is calling here? Hello?
Yes?
Yes?
What do you want to tell me?
Hey, Leah.
Leah, hi, baby.
I know what you're going to say.
No. Listen, I'm glad. Listen, you don't... Here's my question. I'm so glad that I walked in the room, because, Mike, you probably don't know what I want to ask, Leah.
Does it have something to do with the Golden Globes?
Yes, it does.
She was on the Golden Globes. I saw her on the Golden Globes.
My question is, and we're going to be reviewing the Golden Globes, and for me, the highlight, incidentally, was Harrison Ford, actor/stroke victim.
Can I predict what you're going to ask her? Because I think I know exactly what you're going to ask.
I know what you're going to ask me, but go ahead.
Does it have anything to do with a famous rapper?
Yes.
Is she dating Puffy Combs?
Yeah. Now listen, they got the shot of you in the audience there. This, of course, is TV's Leah Remini. Rob, what are you thinking?
Oh,
where is the tape?
Man, she surprised me.
Where is the tape to introduce TV star Leah Remini? Here you go.
My first guest just made me laugh my butt off the last time she was on. That's what happened to it. I had to have her back. She stars in the hit CBS show King of Queens. Please welcome Leah Remini.
All right, that's the Roseanne introduction. So, Leah, the question is, we're watching the Golden Globes, and there you are, boyfriend and girlfriend with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs.
Entertainment mogul P. Diddy and Leah Remini.
Now, why do you think everybody, because I've gotten a lot of calls about this, Why do you think anything was going on there?
Because
couldn't see his hands.
Because you have a boyfriend.
Right.
You are one of the sexiest women in the world. He does enjoy.
Yeah.
Beautiful women.
Uh-huh.
And kudos on the plunging neckline last evening.
Did you like that?
Absolutely. Or 2 evenings ago, I should
say. And as far as we know, you were in a committed relationship with a guy named Angelo.
You're correct.
But all of a sudden, here you are at the Golden Globes, and sitting at your side is P. Diddy.
Right, but also so is my sister, but nobody showed that. You know what I'm saying? So it, like...
No, but you were
so put on. You know what I mean? It was like so manipulated that way.
You looked like.
So was the girl from Matrix. You know, it was like they didn't show that.
Well, it appeared that you were, and what I've told people is that I've assumed that you've dumped Angelo and you're now dating Puff Daddy.
Oh, come on now! Do you think I would leave my lovely boyfriend? No.
Did you have a good time at the Golden Globes?
It was okay. You know, it's exciting to be there, but at the same time, I can't help but be vicious and go, okay, but why couldn't I get nominated for
that? Hey, hold on. How about that Harrison Ford, huh? Either drunk or sound like he had a stroke? I mean,
what was that?
You got to wait to hear the tape we have of Harrison Ford.
Yeah, no, I didn't see the Harrison Ford part.
You know what?
Seriously, Don, Mike, what was going on? I mean, seriously.
Doesn't he have, if you believe the tabloids, he likes to have an occasional adult beverage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he sounds, and we'll play you the tape shortly, he sounds like either he's drunk or he's stoned or he's had, or he sounds like someone at one of your family gatherings.
Leah, let me ask you a question
he's not quite right in the head.
Behind the scenes at the Golden Globes, because, I mean, they talk about it being the big party, you know, the no holes barred, crazy things happen. I always get the impression with the Golden Globes, they have it at the Beverly Hilton, that the booze is kind of pouring at that event. I mean, if you choose to, that people that are so inclined can have quite a few cocktails. Is that accurate?
Completely. Now, the thing is, if you get there early, like 3 hours before the event, which, why would that, you know, why would you want to do that? Look at this jerk. He won't let me in. I love when people pretend they don't see that you want to get in, and they just kind of, like, pretend like they're getting something from their other seat.
Have the TV star thing happening on your car there. You should just have, like, a sign that says TV star. You know, one of them...
It's so funny, because then this idiot has a chicken on the back of his truck that says Osama on it, and it's a chicken with a turban on its head, and right. It's hanging off of a rope.
Lovely.
Okay, but anyway. So, if you get there 3 hours before, you can eat dinner, which I didn't know. Being the pig that I am, I would have gotten there 3 hours early. So you don't eat all day because you're dying. You're like, I mean, I was. I was getting sewn into that dress. I was petrified that my boob was going to come out.
Oh, yeah, we were waiting for that.
Yeah. So, I'm getting sewn in before, so I hadn't eaten anything. I get there. There's bottles of champagne on the tables, and, you know, they could keep coming. And then so all you have is some dinner rolls, and you could only have so many of those.
So, so in essence, you were drunk during the Golden Globes?
I was a little tipsy.
You're a little tipsy. Wow. Did you let Puffy get anything off you?
No. No, it's funny, because Nicole and I, you know, he's very conservative in that he doesn't really, unless he knows you, he's not going to just kind of talk all night. So Nicole and I were kind of like, come on, P, baby, come on. Shut up a little. Like, we're a little wild.
Was the dick
part... He was very low-key and, like, he was very conservative, you know, compared to what you think he might be. And it was kind of like we were a little too much for him, you know?
Was the Dick Clark portion ahead, the pre-show, was that all live or was that taped? Do people really get there just, like, 5 minutes before the award?
No, you're not really allowed to get there 5 minutes before, especially if you're presenting or getting an award. All your, like, the publicists are saying get there at 3:15. They want you in your seats by 4. So it was like they kept making announcements, please go to your seats, please go to your seats. Because it's kind of like you're at these tables and, you know, it's so weird because, you know, people are on stage and you're just kind of talking to people at your table, not really realizing awards are being given out and stuff, you know what I mean? But I was a little nervous until I started walking on stage. And what's nice about the Golden Globes it's very cozy, so it's not like you're looking at an auditorium full of faces, like at the People's Choice or the Emmys, you know, which is a very big auditorium. So it was much small, on a much smaller scale. And as I'm walking out, Marissa Tomei is going, I love you. Like, I could hear her talking. She goes, I love you, I love you. And I'm like thinking, is she talking to Damon? You know, like Marissa Tomei loves you, you know. And she goes, no, really, I have a picture of you in my wallet. And talking to her as Jennifer Garner is coming up to get her award, and I almost forget to give it to her. Did you see that? That I was like, oh.
Well, she came out. She came out from behind the stage, right? She came out from behind you,
Leah,
so you can see.
Leah. Is P. Diddy the first black guy you've had sex with?
Don, do you think I have sex with P. Diddy?
I think there's
nothing wrong with him. He's perfectly acceptable. But I mean, if that's just not my type, you know, I don't really go for that. You know, I like more of a homebody. You know, he's not really. You know,
you're his
I love
type,
Angelo.
Though.
I'm not that. I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
You're his type.
But, okay, do you really think that I would date P. Diddy?
No, I think yes.
Why would you say that?
Well, because he's happening. You know, he's happening.
So,
you
think I'm the kind of person that dates people because they're happening? I don't give a crap if they're happening.
You could be like the
yeah, that's true. You know, she is talking to us.
You could be the black and white Tom and Nicole, though. You know what I mean? You'd be a power couple.
Okay, but there takes more than that to woo me away from the wonderful man that I have.
I think this is the last time, though. I think it's overdue. You're doing the presenting. You've done the presenting now. I think next year, that's when it's about time for Miss Leah Remini to get a couple of nominations.
Did you?
Thank you, honey.
Did you touch P. Diddy's P. Diddy?
No. Because that would be kind of cheating, wouldn't you say, Don?
Not if you wore gloves.
You know, I don't wake up every morning going, I wish I could touch P. Diddy's Diddy.
Okay.
That's not something that I just yearn to do.
I understand, though.
P. Diddy's P. Diddy.
For us. For the common folk watching on television, they had like a million shots of you and him, and it appeared that you were there together.
Right. Well, that's the manipulation of the cameras. First of all, we're kind of with the same publicist who was also sitting at the table, and there was a little bit of a problem with getting him a seat. So she said, you know, why don't you sit at Leah's table? We'll all be together. You know what I mean? So it was like, it's completely innocent and ridiculous.
Did you get a good gift bag?
Yeah, we got a great. I got an Xbox and some paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're kidding. You got an Xbox for being on the stupid Golden Globes?
It's not stupid Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes are the big one, man. That's the big one.
It's a lot of work, Don. I got to get a dress. I got to do makeup and hair. Yeah, it's an all-day thing.
I think you're fantastic. You're talented. But let's face it. What it is, basically, all these shows, it's just all you actors and all you musicians just getting around and just giving each other the J.O. I volunteered for that job time after time after time. I told you I don't need a golden, just give me a wooden spoon.
Hey, we got to call your wife because I want to hear from her mouth
that she
says, I love your balls.
Oh, God, I think all this is being deleted out.
It's getting a little ribald now.
My wife officially doesn't want to talk about that on the radio. I got yelled at by my wife.
You did?
Because she said she gave me the whole thing. She's a mother, and she's a person in the community, and that she doesn't want me talking about the fact that she just said that she loves my BHBs. So
really?
If you really want to know the answer, call her at home. She'll talk to you off the air, but I'm not allowed to like, call her up now and have her tell you that.
I respect that.
Because she,
I respect
that. Hey, Leah, you know what my wife said to me this morning?
What?
She said, I love you so much. I just thought I'd say that, because I don't say a lot of good things.
Your wife said she loves you so much.
Yes, that's what she said to me this morning.
Because, you know, Mike's marriage is in tatters.
Yes, so I just thought I'd share the good. I share the good occasionally, too.
Mike, I think that's so sweet. What
yes,
did you say?
I said that was like giving me a shot in the arm. That was like giving me a medication right there.
That's so sweet.
Yes, it was a very special moment.
I love that. I did that to Angelo, too.
And she said, get out. No, that's what she said to me. I decided that I'm going to share positive moments in my marriage as well as bad ones.
I I think that's a great idea.
There you go.
I know, we all enjoy the bad ones more than the happy.
I understand we do.
No, but you got to throw in the fact that she does say she loves him.
She did this morning, and I needed that this morning. I really did, man.
Why,
are
you having a bad morning?
Leah, I'm falling apart.
You don't know, Mike seriously is falling apart.
I'm falling apart.
Why?
I'm just falling apart, Leah.
The guy, his life is amazing. Mentally, he's all over the place. He's on this Paxil. He can't, his wife has got him in the critic's corner. She's constantly critiquing him.
I can't complete because of the Paxil. I can't finish the job.
You can't complete what?
Sex. Sexual activity. Because that's the side effect of the Paxil.
Have you considered doing some Scientology?
No, but send me some literature on it.
All right.
I'd like to hear about it.
That shows how desperate you are.
No, I mean, I'm wide open. I'm, you know, spiritually, I'm an open book. I'm ready for something right now.
Why not? If it can help, darling, what does it matter?
Absolutely.
Exactly. All right.
Send me a package.
I will.
All right, listen, I'll tell you exactly how, you want to know the contrast of the three of us? Mike's wife today, and it's no secret that Mike and his wife have had some problems.
We've had some issues, but I mean, she was very sweet to me this morning, and I appreciate it.
She says today, I love you
so much.
So much.
Okay. I love you so much.
I leave the house, and my wife says, I love you, have a great meeting, because I was in an important meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's wife leaves the house, and when Rob's leaving the house, Rob's wife says, please, please, no more. I promise I'll be better next time. That's the difference. Poor Carrie rolled up in a ball on the floor.
Right.
Please, 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 I'll be better.
Why? I'm sure she would beg to differ, my friend.
No. She said she'd be better, and I said, well, we'll think about that, and I'll see you Friday.
Better at what?
Just a better woman.
Yes, all around better. I crave excellence.
Oh, all right. Do you, Rob?
What's that?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He craves excellence. Listen, we got to go. I was late today, so the whole show is running late today. We got to break.
All right.
But thank you for straightening out the P. Diddy situation, Leah.
You're very welcome.
And I'm curious about Scientology.
All right. Well, the book is coming, my friend.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right.
Much love.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Take care, Leah.
Okay, right. Baby. Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Hey, Rob, that's what people call me already.
What? Oh, Rob's doing the crazy
sound. Rob's doing the crazy sound, but I mean, the crazy sign, but that's okay. People call me that already.
You don't need an organization.
You know, maybe I'll get a feature film out of it. Maybe I can be in Battleship Earth.
All right, listen, everybody. Let's
let's break
for a second. I get this show right back on track. Here we go.
Hey, this show is seamless. I started this show perfectly.
Well, I'm not criticizing that in any way. I'm saying we'll get right back on the format. Yeah, right. We're all giving Mike the crazy sign now. 877-365-3636. Prize package if you are.
Caller number 100.
No, you know what I think? Mike's got a lot going on, Rob, but I don't think that's involved.
No. Maybe though. Hey, you never know.
Oh, my God. You're going to come to the other side?
I doubt that, no. You remember those days.
Okay. All right. Time out. Hey, yeah, you know, someday we'll talk about that.
Oh, good.
Because Rob was kidding with, you know, we do this thing with Buzz behind Buzz's back. When Buzz says something, Rob will put his hand up to his mouth and
right.
like, he's getting high on the weed.
Right.
So that's what Rob was just doing to Mike.
Sure.
And it's no secret that I used to be a fan of the weed.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't smoked it for almost 4 years now. Feel great.
Yes. Feels great. Why not?
But one time, a long time ago, like I'm talking 15, 16 years ago, right after we started working together.
Yes.
We were going down to Walt Disney World for a little remote broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And before we got on the plane, I said to Mike, hey, come on. Let's party. So we were smoking a joint, and Mike got so flipped out and so paranoid that when we got in the airport,
I started hyperventilating.
And they wanted him to fill out his name on the tag for his luggage.
And underneath it had the Spanish version of it. And I remember walking up to Don and saying, Don, I can't speak Spanish.
So I had to fill out Mike's tags for him.
I was a little freaked out. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the very last time I ever did that.
And
that is the God's honest truth on my children's lives.
Well, I did it a few times after that. but I don't anymore. I don't anymore. But that day,
yes,
at National Airport, Kathy Culloden had you by one arm,
right,
and I had you by the other arm.
Thank God the plane was delayed. The plane was delayed that day. Otherwise, I would have had to get on a plane like that, and I was not looking forward to that.
Wow. Say what you will, but I can tell you, this man.
Right.
I'm not saying heroin's out of the question.
No.
I'm not saying that any of your high tech, your ecstasies are out of the question.
Yes. Pharmaceuticals.
But I'm saying, as far as the weed goes,
no.
No, he's had bad reactions to this.
Just 16 no.
years ago.
I've been effed up for a long time.
to the smoke, so clear the lines. Who's going to call 100? Let's start the show. Good luck. Give you the 100th caller, and we'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
His sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
That's our bowling balls, don't you know? All right. I'm recall number 100. Let's go with the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm call 100.
Yeah. Hi. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Ralph.
Ralph, where you from?
I'm from Walden, New York.
Beautiful. Call 100. Now, Ralph, listen, I want to tell you something. I hate to say this, but part of your prize is going to have to be on a gift certificate.
Because
I don't know where Tammy is. Is she around?
Tammy was upstairs earlier.
Please tell Tammy we need some fresh prizes. Because I don't feel comfortable to a valued caller 100.
What are you going to give this individual?
Giving away a Jackson Hewitt tax kit.
Well, it's very close to tax time, just a few months away.
I know, and no offense to Jackson Hewitt.
No.
But Christ, that's not a prize.
Is it Jackson Hewitt a guy, or is it Jackson and Hewitt?
Who knows? All I know is that it's a tax kit.
Uh-huh. Like Phil Jackson and Tom Hewitt.
What kind of a prize is that? Plus, you won the DVD copy of Do You Believe in Miracles, the 1980 hockey team.
Do You Believe in Miracles?
Again, both, you know, even together, still only half a prize. So if you will hold on a second, I'm sure Rob will come down, and we'll get back to you and get something better.
That's great. I love you guys.
Yeah, Rob might be carrying something downstairs as we speak.
Thank you, my friend. I guarantee it won't be anything as nice as those douchebag actors got just for showing up the Golden Globes.
Wow. And that was just one of the things that Leah mentioned, an Xbox. For presenting.
All right, listen, thank you for listening. And hold on, please, because I promise I'll come back to you as soon as the prizes you get down here. Weekend recap, very brief. First off, hey. Nice blizzard.
Boy, nothing.
Yeah, we got, where I live, we got maybe, and I'm being generous when I say maybe 1 inch of snow.
Really?
That turned to all rain, mm-hmm. and then for about a half hour on Saturday night turned back to snow. And when I woke up on Sunday morning, the pavement was totally dry, and today... There's nothing.
I got a lot more than you did, though.
There's no sign of snow. How much did you get?
24 inches.
Oh, come on.
No, no, we got 3 inches. 3 inches, 2 to 3 inches of snow.
So
nothing really that overwhelming.
I guess they kind of screwed up the forecast, and they did it for everybody. I mean, all the way up and down, except in Boston, where it snowed during the football game on Saturday night.
Wasn't that the greatest, man. Though? Oh, fantastic. God, that was fun to watch.
Effing referees, I'm telling you. That was a fumble. That was a fumble. That was
forward
a fumble.
Pass.
That was a fumble, Mike.
He's supposed to be able to tuck it back in if he tucks it back
in. No. You know what he did? He put his left hand back on the ball. As soon as he put his left hand back
on the
ball.
Wouldn't he hit before he put his left hand back on the ball?
No.
It was so hard to tell, though. It was so hard to tell.
Listen, those referees are douchebags, and I'm telling you, and not just because I picked the Raiders to win the game, but the Raiders got robbed in that game. They freaking got robbed. And who cares, because Pittsburgh is going to kill New England this week anyway.
So you were pulling for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, my picks were...
you know what? Didn't Theismann say when we had him on the show on Friday that New England was a team of destiny?
Yeah, he also said he said the Chicago Bears were a team of destiny.
Is that the team he said was a team of destiny?
Yeah.
Or the team that's been getting it done with mirrors all year?
Yeah, he said the same thing about about both of those teams. As a matter of fact, do you have the tape of him calling us idiots? And more in specific, me.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Okay. Let's see, the Bears game, Joe picked Chicago, I picked Philly. The Raiders game, he picked New England, I picked the Raiders. Let's face it, the Raiders should have won that game.
I picked the Raiders in that game also.
Anybody objective knows that the Patriots cheated to win. Not the first time they've cheated to win, that's okay. If that's how they want to run their team, that's fine. Third game, Ravens and Steelers, I picked the Steelers.
Right.
They kicked some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth game, Packers, that was a pick from the heart.
Right.
Right. And they failed miserably. They got killed.
They got hammered.
And here's why they got hammered. Two reasons. I take full blame for the Green Bay Packers losing the game on Sunday.
Nothing to do with the on the football field?
No.
It's basically what you wore.
No, not only that. I made a tragic mistake. When it was 7-7, after Favre threw the first interception and they ran it back and it was 7-0 St. Louis,
right.
Green Bay comes storming back. They're playing with purpose. They tie the game at 7. You know what I did? I picked up the phone. I picked up the phone and I started calling people.
Uh-oh.
And I started calling people. I said, you know what? This is a game.
Yeah.
Game on. I'm telling you.
Started to feel good about yourself.
Game on. And then as it got to be...
Now, normally you would think you'd make those kind of phone calls when your team was up, but you did it when they were tied.
Well, because I, as the score indicated, they won like 45-15 or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
I had expected the score would be that way, so the fact that it was 7-7 in the first quarter...
You were encouraged.
Yes, and I was positive the Packers were going to win. Then it went to 24-10.
Right.
And I still didn't lose faith because I thought, well, they're just down two touchdowns. Then it's 31-10. Then it's 38-10. Then Favre throws his sixth interception of the day.
Right.
And keep in mind, two were a run back for touchdowns, and there was a third that was called back on a penalty.
Some of those were pretty interceptions.
Oh, I mean, he was throwing like a retard.
Kind of tough to find a Green Bay receiver in the vicinity of that football.
It was like the old Brett Favre. He's about to get sacked. He just throws it up. But I can't blame Brett Favre. I can't blame the Green Bay Packers.
No.
I blame me. You know why? Because I broke with tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I had on... The lucky Packer socks.
Right.
I had on the Packer sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
I had on the mock turtleneck.
Looking pretty.
I had on the shoes with the Packer shoelaces.
How are they laced?
What do you mean, how are they laced?
Well, sometimes the way you lace them has something to do with it.
No.
That is something you overlooked.
The lacing was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Here was the decision. As I stood in front of my closet, like 10 minutes before the game.
Right. Did you urinate in the sweatpants the way you're supposed to?
No. Listen, this is really so weird. I was looking at my jersey.
I thought for a second you were going to say, wait a minute, this is really serious.
I am being serious. Because I'm looking at the jerseys, I'm thinking, do I wear the home jersey?
Right.
Or do I wear the away jersey, since that is the jersey that the Packers will be wearing?
So are you standing at your closet, like, noodling this through?
Yes. I'm actually... picking up each jersey and looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got a Brett Favre green one, and I got a Brett Favre white one. And I'm going, they're the real authentic things.
Do you rest them on your shoulder and kind of...
I tried one on,
okay,
and I go, look at myself in front of the mirror, and I go, no, you know what? I got to wear the white jersey because they're going to be wearing the white jerseys.
That's the way I would go.
I put on the white jersey, and I thought, no, I've got a special jersey that was given to me by a friend of mine in Green Bay. In training camp, the Packers wear gold jerseys. You never see them wear these things anywhere.
No.
They wear gold jerseys, and I have
God's
one
sakes,
of...
don't wear that.
I have... F you. I almost said the real word. I have an Antonio Freeman Packers practice jersey, the real deal.
Good for you.
That's gold.
Yes. And did you wear that one?
I wore that one.
Yeah, that's foolish.
I wore that one.
You've got a playoff game and you're wearing a practice jersey. What are you thinking?
I'm wearing an off-color practice jersey.
What were you
thinking?
Was off-color?
Well, it's gold.
It's dirty?
No, it wasn't dirty. What I mean is the Packers' regular colors...
Oh, off-color. I was saying, when I hear off-color, I think...
Their regular colors are green for the jersey or white.
I've never seen the gold jerseys.
No. They only wear them in practice. You can't buy them.
Well, see, that's fine. It's fine to trundle around in that in the summertime, but not when you're watching a big game.
Oh, I know. I should only wear that during exhibition
You
games.
Should match the team's uniform of the day.
That's why I'm telling you, I'm taking the heat.
Oh, and right you should.
It's on me.
Mm.
Packers lose... My fault.
You could have slipped out of that after the first half. That gold jersey and maybe given them a... Did you wear it for the whole game?
Yeah, they were only down 14 at the half.
That's right. You could have slipped out of that jersey and given that team a fighting chance.
I didn't even think about the jersey until it got to be like 31-10.
Wow.
And then I was... I mean, you want to talk about being depressed.
It was a miserable Sunday night. Yeah, but when you lose like that, at least you can, you know, snap out of it quick, because, I mean, it's a blowout.
Yeah, but I was miserable Sunday night. My wife made a real good dinner Sunday night, and we all sat down, and I'm sitting like a dope wearing all my dumb Packer clothes.
But you were happy on Sunday morning when I called you.
Rob calls me up and says, well, I don't know where my wife is. Rob calls me up and says, hey, turn on the Jim Nance show on CBS. Like a Deion Sanders is wearing a Dr. Evil suit.
He was, too.
Really had the Nehru jacket,
I think? Yeah, gray, buttoned up to the neck, and, like, longer than it ought to be.
Very cool.
Gray pants. He really did look like Dr. Evil.
Very cool.
Maybe that's why they lost.
No.
His clothes don't affect it?
They lost because of me. I take the blame. Wow. My fault, Packer fans. Sorry.
So who are you going to hitch your wagon to for the duration of the playoffs?
Yeah, you know what?
How about the Patriots, Don?
Not a friggin' chance, Mike. Those
you know
theaters.
What? You know what sucks? I'm from New England, and I kind of like to see New England win until I hear the name Bob Kraft.
Can I leave a message or not? What?
I remember what a ween that owner is and how he screwed Hartford, Connecticut. So I'm really bummed every time. So I was really kind of getting into it with the snow until I hear... Well, Bob Kraft is going to be happy about that. And then we remember Bob Kraft because we've had him on the show before.
Yeah.
He's such a kind of a slicky boy.
So we're sitting down to dinner on Sunday night. And, you know, my wife has made a great meal. And, you know, I'm a fan of the blue cheese.
Yeah.
And what she's done is she's made a...
Now, when you say that, you should hit the sound effect.
Oh,
you're a fan.
There you go. I love blue cheese. Roquefort cheese, love it. She's made this, like, seared tuna, and she's put she's melted blue cheese on it.
Right.
And she's put blue cheese and Roquefort dressing in my salad.
Kiss me.
And, yeah, right. You know, obviously, she's not getting anything. She's not planning on, you know, having glorious relations with me. But she's made this great dinner. You know, something I like. And I come and I sit down, and I just go, ugh. Hi. She's like, what is wrong with you? And my son's busting my balls, too. What's wrong? I said, you know what's wrong? What's wrong is that the Packers lost.
Right.
And they said, oh, come on, it's just a game. And then I seriously said, you know why they lost? And I point to the jersey. I go, because you see the shirt I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, they both just lay it on me. Like, like, do you really think whatever shirt you wear has anything to do with the outcome of the football game?
Right.
Get your head out of your ass, collectively, is what they're saying.
Shut up and eat your tuna with the blue cheese.
Eat this fine dinner that we've made for you, but it ruined my... Ruined my Sunday night.
Tuna with blue cheese. How does the tuna taste with blue cheese on it?
It's very nice. It was a broiled deal. She broils the tuna and then she melts some blue cheese on it.
Wow.
You know, but then again, I could have blue cheese on ice cream. Oh. So I'm like the worst guy to ask about that. Yesterday, we are in the car. And I'm not using we in the royal term. I'm saying we are in the car.
You and your wife?
Yeah. And we are listening to the radio and we are listening to Rush Limbaugh, who has made his first day back.
Yeah.
And this is why, and I remember on Friday's episode when the woman was calling, he was yelling at us about how can, you know, you make fun of Rush Limbaugh. I remember specifically when Rush Limbaugh announced that he was going deaf, that he came on the air and said, I'm going deaf, I'm 99% deaf, and I'm losing my hearing.
Right.
All indications are I am going to be deaf. Well, of course, he got this implant.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, here's the new spin. And incidentally, he sounds exactly like he sounded before, so it's obvious that the implant is working.
It's a miracle.
The spin yesterday was...
Right.
Now he's saying, I knew when this originally happened that this implant was available.
Wow.
And I thank God that I live in the United States of America where we have this kind of technology only in America... And you cannot imagine what it was like to be deaf, but I knew that there was this implant that was available, which was the point of the whole thing that we were saying on Friday's show. When he originally came out with a statement that he was deaf, he never said...
No, he didn't mention the implant.
No, but he said on a show yesterday, and I know because I heard it, we weren't working yesterday.
Right.
I heard him say, when I first, I knew about this implant,
six, 7, 8 months ago. It's a fantastic step forward. And he turns it into a whole rah-rah America thing that we're so...
the ultimate lying spinmeister.
We're so...
honest to God.
We're so lucky to be living in a country where you know, we have the resources to
that
have...
they've saved this national treasure, Rush Limbaugh's hearing.
Yeah, the great doctors that have made this possible.
Right. So if he knew that from the beginning...
Right.
The whole poor, pitiful me speech that he gave everybody about how the fact that he was going deaf and he wouldn't be able to hear and he may not be able to go on with his show. And then all of the press that he got after that, this incredible publicist machine, which is exactly what it went through, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be fooled about that.
No,
this went into the whole little, you know, factory of the PR machine.
And for my money, he would have gotten just as much sympathy and just as much press if he would have come out and said that, hey, you know what? I'm going deaf. Mm-hmm. You know, feel bad for me because I'm going deaf. I can't hear anything. But the doctors say that, you know, that there's an implant out there that might be able to help me. So, you know,
he didn't say that.
Cross your fingers and root for me. But right now, I'm as deaf as Helen Keller. Was she deaf or was she blind?
She was deaf, dumb and mute.
Deaf. Okay, well then, you know, because he made it, sure to make it sound like.
He did, and I told you at the time, I said at the time, you just wait, because within 6 months, I swear to God, I'd like to go back and get the tape. Within 6 months, you are going to hear of the miracle cure that's going to save his hearing. And, of course, there it is. Yada, yada, yada. They knew this all the way along.
Sure they did.
A bunch of BS. And it's really amazing how people are being spoon-fed this crap and buying it.
And I think it's obvious somebody got to him and said, listen, hey, guess what? You better spin out of this.
Mm-hmm.
There are maybe some people who are going to remember that you said...
Right.
You know, oh, woe is me, I'm deaf, I'm never going to be able to hear again.
Meanwhile, you've got this technology that is available to many people with hearing difficulties that are, you know, that it's used all over the country.
As we found out from that lady on Friday. So yesterday, you know, we got a big laugh.
Didn't she say it's been around for 15 years?
So we get the big laugh listening to this yesterday when he's saying, I knew about this implant. But then immediately after saying that on how great America is, he said, but you just have to imagine the situation I was in. You can't do it. You can't plug your ears. There's no way you can shut out the sound. I heard nothing. I heard, and until you can experience this yourself, my fellow Americans, you have no idea what I was going through.
Oh, God.
You know, please, kiss my ass.
Yeah, the whole bit.
Kiss my
exactly
ass.
Exactly what it was.
Kiss my ass. Well, we do want to say hello, Seattle, being as they've now joined the show in progress.
Way to go,
welcome.
Seattle.
And we do want to thank the good people of Seattle. Hey, nice ratings turnout for the show on KQBZ.
All right.
In our debut book there in Seattle.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Ratings were fantastic. Keep listening, though, and call the station and get the fourth hour on.
Please do,
for God's sakes. Hello, Lou. Are you there, Lou? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. Again, Seattle, thank you. What's some super goddamn ratings in 90 days for this show in Seattle,
hey, man.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Lou, what can we do for you?
Hey, man, Don, I was just thinking, if you don't like Rush, man, maybe you just shouldn't listen to him.
That is funny.
Okay, well, I listened to him so I could talk about him on the radio.
Touché,
yeah,
sir.
I just had to get that shot in there.
And you know what? And I'll tell you this, I do like Rush Limbaugh, and I've said that.
I like him, too.
I like him because... I know he's a phony, because I know he's putting on an act. I like him because I know he's... Listen, hold on. Have you heard a tape of Rush Limbaugh from when he first started in radio?
No.
Okay, listen to this.
Listen.
This is why I appreciate Rush Limbaugh. He is a great radio guy. He's a great radio entertainer. He's someone just like me who worked at a bunch of major market stations playing records and then figured out that a different route to go would be to do this phony political stuff. Listen, I swear to God, not a joke. This is Rush Limbaugh.
3 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Disney Rock and Roll Radio Show with fun and frolic for all. Some of you, no doubt, still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you, none other than the Marconi Award for excellence in broadcasting. Non-stop music. 14K. Music. Radio. 70 degrees, cloudy skies. It'll be cloudy, a chance of some showers tonight with a low 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Easter, Sunday morning, cool. After all, high Saturday, 72. Jeff Christie at 14 in a row. Stick a thumb up in the air. Vanity Fair.
Okay, so that's why I
cool.
Understand what I'm saying.
Sounds like a McDonald's commercial.
The guy is no different than any other disc jockey in this room.
He's a DJ.
He simply is a DJ who figured out, more power to him, mm-hmm. He figured out a way, just like Mike and I did, he figured out a way to do something besides playing records for a living, but he doesn't, listen, it's an act. I swear what he's doing on the radio, it's an act, because this is the real Jeff Christie right here.
34 at 14K, Jeff Christie, Rock and Roll Radio Show, and fun and frolic for all, forging onward into the pitch of black on a Friday night. David Essex, rocking on in the middle of 14 in a row. 14K, music radio. 14K,
Let us
know about it. 14 hits in a row, and I got the Archies.
Wow.
There he is.
He's a pretty good disc jockey.
Yeah.
I give him
DJ Rush. Indeed. That's why I've always thought he's a great talent. Mm. It's just you got to know what the talent really is. The talent is a passion for radio.
And he's managed to turn the corner. That's all.
Hmm?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man,
thanks a lot. Good discussion.
And plus,
him speechless.
Yeah. And plus, he knew about the implant when he announced he was deaf.
Well, I guess you're right then.
Thanks a lot.
Act and all that crap.
Bye.
Bye, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's one of the guys who goes running down the street. Did you hear? He got an implant. He can hear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did either of you catch Good Morning America this morning? They had the doctor who performed the surgery on Rush.
Yeah, and very unusual that the doctor would be on ABC.
But. Usually when they do high profile like that, they discuss it and talk about it. And he started off by saying, now, due to doctor-patient confidentiality, we will not be discussing the detail of this particular case, but we will talk.
Yeah, that's because he doesn't want to reveal the syphilis.
Of what happened. So.
He doesn't want to reveal the venereal diseases that were involved.
His ear syphilis.
Rock on, guys.
All right, thank you, my friend. I understand the point the guy was making, though. You know,
sure.
You got the doctor on TV, and you're also right about that. Coincidence that he was on an ABC affiliate? Well, you know, I mean, Rush's show is...
Now, there's a certain part of
owned
this
by ABC.
I won't be able to go into great detail with that, of course, the part of the ear that was eaten away by ear syphilis.
Actually, the show is owned by Clear Channel, but it's cleared on a bunch of ABC radio stations.
Now, you'll see that we put the implant in here. Now, due to doctor-patient privilege, I will not be able to show you where the chlamydia had taken the part of the lobe.
Hello,
clean
Don,
off.
Don and Mike Show, clean off.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Okay.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
Quick one for you. You ain't the only one that lost on the Packers. I lost, too.
Sorry about that.
$20, and I had the wrong jersey on myself.
What jersey did you have on?
I had Brett Favre's home jersey.
Mistake.
Screwed me over, but the ref, what happened with the ref when he called that play dead, Mike?
I don't know. All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Hello.
And that guy was just wearing the jersey.
Kenny.
Fully turgid.
Nothing else. He's naked, except for the jersey.
Just jumping up and down. Hey, I'm Barrett.
What he didn't mention was it was like a kid's jersey.
That's right.
It only went like halfway up his belly.
Yeah, with his big stomach hanging out.
Hello, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, why do you think Rush is a phony?
Oh, my God.
Why do you think he's a phony?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I think he was just working his way up the ranks, just like you guys did. You started off doing music.
We're talking about the phony. The phony thing is the thing with the implant. That's what we're saying is phony.
But you're saying that, he's doing an act.
I said it's the same thing as Mike and I.
It is an act. It's an act.
I said Mike and I used to play records, and I played records for 10 years before I started working with Mike.
How do you know his goal wasn't to talk about politics or whatever else he talked about?
Please, listen to this.
3 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Christie Rock and Roll Radio Show. With fun and frolic for all, some of you no doubt still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you, none other than the Marconi Award for excellence in broadcasting.
I guarantee you.
That's the same, that excellence in broadcasting.
I guarantee you, that guy who's talking of Crocodile Rock has no idea in his big, gigantic pumpkin head.
When he did that.
That he's going to, I don't know how old he is there.
How do you know he just wasn't a kid working at a radio?
Because I know.
Rob has said he was 45, sir.
I know. I'm telling you. Listen, and I said, as far as him being a phony, I just said about his ear. He's
Sometimes you got to suck up things to get to a certain place you want to be at.
You sound like every moron Rush fan I've ever heard in my life.
And listen, I made the same point about Mike and myself, that we've altered what we've done.
I'm not a Rush fan, first of all. I think he's a D-bag.
What?
He's a D-bag, a douchebag.
He's right. Not a Rush fan, he says.
So you're not a Rush Limbaugh fan.
Well, you sound like a lot of the guys.
Then what are you busting our balls about?
Because you guys, you know, you got to treat everything fairly.
Well, what do you think? We're not being fairly. Don't. We have said this for long before this implant was announced. I think this backs it up.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a hoax or whatever.
Yeah, well. All right, see ya.
Goodbye. Go to hell.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, Mike.
Hey, screw that last caller.
Right.
What I want to know, guys, is why do you even give that big weather balloon head the benefit out that he even had this problem to begin with?
You know, I agree with that also. I really
Please,
do. I swear to God.
It's perfect timing.
You know, if you really want to talk about the maybe even a deeper, darker conspiracy, I think you got to listen to this guy because there is the outside shot that maybe none of it exists.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay.
Hello.
I'm fine now. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Dude.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I remember specifically when he first started having these ear problems that he said, Rush said that he wanted to get a cochlear implant, but his doctors wouldn't let him until they had gone through the whole regimen of a treatment.
The whole regimen?
Yeah, there's a drug regimen. He was taking some kind of steroids, and it didn't help, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Drug regimen, those are troops that carry syringes.
How come none of that ever managed to make it into the press?
I don't know. All I know is I listened to the guy and he said
that. I don't know.
All's I know. The real problem, they didn't want to give him a
cochlear implant. Make a lot of assumptions that don't make any sense.
They're afraid he was going to eat it.
Remember, you can't spell assumption without ass, can you?
And it's not regiment, sir. It's regimen.
That's what I... Okay, great, brain surgeons. But at any rate, you guys make assumptions that you cannot back up.
I am making an assumption right now that you are a total piece of crap, you dumbass tool.
Yeah, well, at least I don't base my bets on what I wear when I watch a football game.
Oh, now we're getting into the football game.
I didn't bet anything. I didn't bet anything on the game.
I had goose chills listening to you talk about what you wear. Before.
You had goose chills?
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Great, thanks. Remember, you're listening
now. Nice little outfit. Oh, it's
keep
so
listening
cute.
To the show. Keep
that's
making us
cute.
Number one rated.
Great.
Keep making us number one.
Show.
Keep listening. You're the reason we're number one. Keep listening.
Number one. And he's gone.
The hate is back.
There you go.
A hateful.
Well, it's all this goddamn Rush limbo.
It's, yeah. It's right. As soon as we bring up that lard.
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. You jealous asses?
Here we go. Here they are. The Legion's coming on
here
now.
You go. Shoot.
Your ratings suck like crap, and that's why you have to make fun of his ear problem.
I got news for you. Here in D.C.?
No, I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay, but I'm talking about here in D.C.?
Yeah.
We just kicked his ass. He went from first place to seventh place.
D.C.'s nothing.
D.C. is the seventh largest market in America.
Open Ante, they're great also. Their ratings suck in D.C.
But their ratings will come up. They don't have a great show going against them like Rush Limbaugh has, us going up against them.
Well, you guys are jealous freaks, and that's why you have to make fun of his ear problem.
You right. Upset about us making fun of his ear problem?
If you were listening, he said that he still can't hear. He hears about 75%.
Right. Oh, no, I heard him say 90%.
He said 75.
He said 90.
He said it sounds like a radio with, like, static.
God, you know, I pray someday that we get that we are able to hypnotize our audience into believing whatever bull ass we spew out.
Right.
And then that the dumb zombies that they are.
Well, I mean, that's really based on, I mean, that's what he has taken advantage of
right.
for his entire career is people that parrot exactly what he wants them to parrot.
Why
they are brainwashed like this guy.
You think he needs ratings? Rush?
Yes. I got news for you.
He's the god of radio.
No, can I tell you something? Over the last 5 years, Rush Limbaugh's ratings are down over 35%.
And you said he kicked you guys' ass in New York this round anyway.
Yeah, this round, our first round. Round number one in New York, he kicked our ass.
At this time slot.
Yes, and in D.C., we kicked his ass.
You sucked at the 7 o'clock hour and you suck now.
What do you say about his ratings going down 35%?
Rush?
Yes, your man Rush.
That it doesn't matter, but you know you.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But
you guys shouldn't be talking about ratings. You had a 0.2 or whatever the hell.
No. We had an 0.9, dum dum. And you know what? The rating is going up.
Oh, so great.
Hey, listen. Although now I bet it's up at least to a 1 because you're listening.
And you know what? We talk about our ratings whether they are good or bad.
I just happen to be tuning in now.
Oh, listen, right. I'm not gonna stand for that. Sorry, I just happen to be tuning in now. Well, why don't you just happen to tune by then? Why don't you just happen to turn the station off?
Because Rush was at a break.
he couldn't have been at a break all this time.
Well, keep us. I'll keep listening to Rush.
Yeah, good argument.
Very good.
Yeah, you see, you have to put on a tape of Rush from 1970.
You know what? Your man, do you believe everything your man says?
95% of it.
Well, you're a dumbass.
Okay, I'm glad you think so. Very funny, Rob.
That wasn't Rob, that was Mike, dumbass.
No, I heard Rob screaming in the background.
Well, now, hold on. If you only turn by this show by
how could you possibly...
No, I used to listen to you guys when you were on tape delay.
How could you possibly know Rob? So you were obviously a fan of the show.
I know you guys from tape delay when you were on after Opie and Anthony.
You are a fan of the show.
And you're listening now and you're calling now. We thank you for that.
You're a fan of the show.
As a matter of fact, I just got news from Arbitrar. We're up to a 1.2 in New York.
Cool.
Wow, thanks. Don't overdo it.
Thanks. Look, that's because of you. That's because of all the time you spend listening.
That's right. You actually get extra credit due to all that water on your brain.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
DAs.
Hey, that's you're calling us a name that we invented.
That's right. We're the ones that say DA.
I never listen.
You're a passionate fan of the show. You love the Don and Mike show.
You listen all the time. Hey, listen, I'm sure your man Pumpkinhead is back from break already.
Okay, fine. I'll be going. I got to listen to
him. Yeah, go listen to him.
You go.
Go blindly follow him.
That's right. Take care now. Go.
Blindly follow him.
Blindly follow him. Now go ahead. Like the wind. Be gone.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye.
You can't do it, can you?
You can't. Ah, good.
There you go.
What a nice young man.
There you go.
My God.
Jesus Christ.
Just don't believe everything you read, hear, or see. That's all we're trying to tell people.
We have to break, and we will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, I think Joe Theismann said it best.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
In desperate need of a good fecking, Don and Mike.
Yeah, here we go. Well, a couple more calls to get through. I know we got to get on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on this loser called before the break.
Which one?
Which one? I don't know. He's nuts. No, he's pretty much an idiot. I'm just wondering, this isn't a put-down or nothing, why you keep talking about this loser, Rush Limbaugh.
His name is Henry Clay Henry.
I agree with Mike that whoever said it, Don or Mike,
what?
This guy, Rush Limbaugh, he's probably faking it.
Well, listen, we talk about him because he's the competition. That's why we talk about
right.
him. And because, frankly, it's fun to get some of his... zombie listeners to call us up.
Hey, I think he's faking it, though. I mean, he drops 35%, and then he comes out with, oh, I'm losing my hearing.
Well, I'm gratified that we have dumbasses on both sides of the argument.
Thank you, my friend. Now, this is going to be the last person I'm going to allow to attempt to defend.
You know what? Maybe it's the argument itself that's bringing out these quality listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
This is Don. I called the show last year.
Yeah.
And some guy called the next day and made fun of me. And I want him to stop it. He's attacking me.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
And my gordita's cold.
Thank you. Goodbye. Get out of here.
I like it when anybody cries.
Yeah. Okay, so...
his name is Henry Clay Henry.
I am going to go down. I just want to tell you right now. Attention, Subway employees.
Careful.
I love Subway. They're a great sponsor of the show.
Fine sponsor.
And I love their food.
Yep.
But I'm going to buy me a gun
And I'm going to go down to Safeway. I mean, go down to Subway.
Subway. Don't attack a supermarket chain.
I'm going to go down to Subway, and I'm going to start taking people out. They keep running that dumb commercial.
How many times are they going to run that commercial?
I could give a rat's ass about Clay Henry.
His name is Henry. Clay Henry. Duh. Skinny man and a fan of Jared. Duh, 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 duh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Subway, you're going to have a major problem on your hands. I love Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm calling out from Maryland. I'll tell you what, when you all were still in the area, you had a lot of people that completed sentences. Since you went syndicated, you got a lot of slack jaws calling.
Well, I think it goes day to day, sir. I think it goes day to day.
We have been syndicated, though, for 10 years.
Yeah.
I know, but still, your slack jaw level increases day to day.
I believe that the slack jaw level is directly related to the subject matter that we have on the show.
Absolutely.
And because we brought up this Rush Limbaugh thing, you get a lot of, you know what he said?
Yeah, right. Nah, listen.
They want to know what they're talking about, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Right. Thank you, my friend.
Have fun.
You're no slack jaw. Thanks. Thanks, D.A. This breaking news just in.
Yes.
Nationally syndicated, wildly popular disc jockey goes crazy. Report from Fairfax, Virginia. Superstar disc jockey Don Geronimo walked into the local Subway where they don't say meal deal, they say meal deal. Killing everyone.
Wow.
He was heard to exclaim before police sharpshooters took him down, his name is Henry Clay Henry.
Clay Henry! Die, meal deer! Die!
Oh, you're going to that one.
Yeah.
You could pick me up some vitamins when you're over there.
Oh, you want me to stop at GNC?
Yeah, please do.
Don.
Eat my Luger. Hello, Hal. Don and Mike show. Hello, Hal.
Hello.
Hey, Hal, you're on the air.
Hello, Hal. You guys should be sucking Rush Limbaugh's D for your ratings in New York.
Boy, wouldn't that be nasty?
You just should.
Oh, I'd rather have
it.
Oh, it's
you.
All right, it's the burper. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bad man. No credibility.
Goddamn. Tomorrow night, Don and Mike, you're fighting gutter balls. Listen, we're going to be battling Howard Cosell's family, including his grandchildren, in Manhattan tomorrow night at Leisure Time.
Yay!
On the second floor of the Port Authority.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't miss the remark. Who wrote this?
You're supposed to do that as Howard Cosell.
Oh, well, here you go.
Take it away, Mike.
Why the hell's it given to me, then?
Don't miss the remarkably raucous and ribald repartee and arguably antagonistic athletic activities of these two teams.
It's tomorrow night. Yeah. You're hot. Gutterball action. We'll be at the Port Authority in Manhattan tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, fighting gutter balls in action. Tomorrow on the show, oh, listen to this. You're going to love this. Well, first off, I want to tell you that Paula Poundstone is going on TV tonight.
That's correct.
So we're going to be taping that. She's doing an interview with Maria Shriver.
Right. Won't we have her on the show tomorrow?
Paula Poundstone?
Yeah. Yeah. She's related to Barbara Bush.
Yeah, well, any of us could be, you know.
All right, how are you doing?
Exactly. I was just thinking about it over the weekend.
Now we're going to
hey, how are you?
Analyzing that video.
With the bastard accent.
Be analyzing that. Now, that sounds like Arnold, though. It sounds like Arnold.
Well, I have a cold.
Yeah. We're going to be
Thank you, though.
Come on. Oh, come on.
I see what you've done.
Come on, I didn't mean it, huh?
Oh, no problem.
I didn't mean it, but it didn't sound like Arnold just a little bit, huh?
Okay, whatever.
Just a little. Tomorrow, the debut on the show is we give away cash money. Who do you know?
Who do you know?
That's a new game we're going to be playing on the show. And also the debut very soon of Porno Football.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. On the Don and Mike, a good time get-together. We'll be rating women. Let me see. Before we get to the Golden Globes, and I want to get to that while it's fresh, because especially if you didn't hear Harrison Ford.
No, I did not hear Harrison. I watched a lot of the Golden Globes, too.
My God, Harrison Ford sounds like a guy who has either bombed or had a stroke.
I'd lay odds that he probably had a few adult beverages.
Let me just get to a couple of quick entries in the Las Vegas-style show contest. We're going to be announcing the winner. We've selected the date to announce the winner a week from yesterday. Next Monday, we're going to pick out of the hundreds of entries we received what we consider to be the best letter, and we will call the person live on the show next Monday to tell them we are coming to their home next Saturday.
Very exciting.
Super Bowl Saturday for the Las Vegas style show. If you'd like all of us to come to your home, just fax us a letter at 1-800-636-6410. And here are a few of the entries we've received. Let me see. Hey, Don and Mike, I'm a long-time listener, first-time faxer. The Las Vegas-style show should be at my place because I don't like my neighbors. Small house, no basement, no parking. Let's shake up the neighborhood. Super Bowl Saturday.
Yeah, great idea.
That is from Judas.
Clay Henry.
That is a guy named Judas.
Huh, Judas.
Writing us from Bethesda.
Is he a priest?
Don and Mike, I am a commercial and advertising photographer in Reno, specializing but not limited to casino advertising. Recently, I've had assignments for Fantasy Girls of Reno and the Spice House. I am currently waiting for confirmation on a full-day shoot with the Men's Club at a premium Nevada establishment. Most of this work comes my way because of the fine art nudes I do as a personal work. Please refer to the sample page I sent. And he sent a picture of naked girls.
Oh.
My studio has a very comfortable 2,000 square feet and would easily accommodate the 20 guests I'd be inviting, your crew, and the strippers I am bringing.
Ah, that's very exciting.
Well. Please bring your Las Vegas-style show to Reno, and let's get crazy. We'd love to have you guys back.
Let's get crazy.
That's from Frank, and he writes, P.S. and I tell you, you're my favorite.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Judas Priest.
Let me see. Dear Don and Mike, your Super Bowl contest angers me. In order to be a winner, I have to provide women that are willing to get totally naked. If I had women to get naked, I wouldn't need you two fat asses to give me a Super Bowl party.
See, he does not get it. He does not get it. What this is we provide the vehicle for these women to get naked.
In fact, I think I'm the most deserving of a party because I don't have any women willing to get naked for me.
Yeah.
All I have is my wife and my 6-month-year-old daughter. And a life that can only be described as a living hell. The only nudity I see is when I change my daughter's poopy diaper.
Blah, 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 blah.
Please have mercy on me and realize I need your help. I live in Baltimore.
We'll file that one.
All right.
Very sad.
Dear Don and Mike. And this guy, we got like four reasons here. One, I and several of my friends have been loyal listeners to your show for the last 9 years on KHTK, and we've attended every local appearance you've ever been to. Two, as for the people we can get to participate in a show at my humble abode, one of my best friends and a huge fan of the show is a local photographer who has a stable full of local models, strippers, and other fabulous piece of asses who would jump at the chance to attend and participate in a Las Vegas-style show. You can see some of these girls who can attend at this website. I'm not going to give it out, but he gave a website where he has pictures of the girls that he wants to bring to the show.
Well, you could use any website.
As for the accommodations, fear not. I have a big 2.5 estate near Sacramento, large enough to accommodate the whole crew, as well as quite a few other attendees and participants.
That 2.5 acre or liter?
Acre, Mike.
Okay.
We have a bar stocked with Grey Goose, Irish whiskey, every other adult beverage needed for Lisa. Cigar smoking is welcome. We even own a couple of sheep for Dennis Murphy to have sex with.
Wow.
Although I know it's a long trip across country, having the Las Vegas-style show in Sacramento would be a great gateway for you guys to say thanks to some of your most loyal listeners in Sactown.
I agree.
We'll continue even with you guys on tape delay to give number one ratings. That I agree with.
I agree.
Stop it, Mike.
I didn't do a thing.
Stop it, Rob.
I didn't do a thing.
Finally, I'd like a chance to change Mike and Rob's opinion of Sacramento.
Ah, that's a great... Now, there's a good reason right there.
There is much more to this area than angry people and endless farmlands.
Right!
Mike.
What?
Why are you pointing at your genitals?
I was doing my gut pullers.
We have plenty of fun-loving drinkers and fun-loving racists, Rob.
Hey!
Give it some thought.
Beautiful town.
Okay, so here we go. Let's,
Let's see, Clay Henry. His name is Henry Clay Henry.
Dear Don and Mike, this is the best facts. Why pick us?
Is this guy a Jared fan?
Let me explain the reasons. Amy, Christy, and Ann are as hot and fun as any girls can be.
Ooh.
Plus, we have lots of hot friends that are like us three.
Ooh.
We all have somewhat boring lives, but our threesomes are always great.
Ooh.
So join the party at our house. Trust us, it's our fate.
Ooh.
We all have fun personalities, but our looks are really the best.
Ooh.
Almost. You can't beat our 6 fake breasts.
Wow.
We have a lovely house with a sofa that seats 20, really. And we'll even do it without your money. Not really. We can drink a ton of beer and bottles of wine, too, so don't think we are lightweights. We'll prove it to you. We would hand-deliver this to prove our beauty and fun, but we would hate to see your premature...
Hey.
Uh-huh. Da-da-da-da. Shun.
Yeah, no. Jizz.
Oh? Yeah, that's why I went da-da-da. Shun.
Shun?
No.
No, the word is,
Forget it. Forget it. I was saying,
I'm with you. All right.
That's exactly
see,
that what it is.
The word she wrote, though, is...
Yes.
Okay.
But see, to get the perfect meter of the pump, you could actually use the medical term.
Right, Dad.
I'm
with you. Okay.
All right.
So, bring on the party and bring the wives and bring your friends.
Let me just say that's a mistake right there. No. Okay.
I'm editorializing now.
Right.
Let's keep the wives out of this. Bring on the party, bring the wives and friends. Our husbands want the strippers, so don't forget the Benz. Remember to bring Lisa, Rob, and Homo Joe, too. The rest is up to you.
You know, they snuck husbands in there. Did you notice that?
Yeah. We're up for anything, and we mean it all. We're always the life of the party, and you'll have a ball. We hate Jack Diamond, and we are only faithful to you guys. Hey, did I mention our breast size? 38C, 36C, 36D. We won't disappoint you. Or your stripper girlfriends either, because all of the selected invitees will love the beaver. Don't get on a plane, don't get on a train, because it ain't worth the time and the miles. Take a road trip to Fredericksburg. V.A. Giles?
What?
Take a road trip to Fredericksburg. V.A. Giles?
No. I have no idea.
It says V.A.
I don't know.
Virginia
what they were shooting. Giles, I think. They're talking to the limo driver.
Miles.
Oh,
Giles.
Virginia.
Wait a minute. Alex. What?
What?
You're explaining this. Take us to Fredericksburg, Virginia. Giles, meaning the limo driver.
You know what? He's probably right. He's probably right.
So you can interpret the dumbass better than anybody on this show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I made your name.
Unbelievable. You won't have to travel far.
Giles? You mean Jeeves?
That's
perhaps?
What they meant,
yeah. But it wouldn't have rhymed.
Right. You won't have to travel far. We live just 1 hour south, and I am not just running my mouth. Please pick us. We're lots of fun. We're really hot. None of this a lie, promise. Everyone else claims to be fun with hot girls. They lie. We are the hot girls. And maybe we can find some guys to come. P.S. If where I work shows up on the top of this fax, please don't say it on the air.
Okay, yeah.
No problem.
They sound like fun, though.
Yeah. I think that would be a...
That could be a finalist when they talk about their breast size.
A leading contender. Let me see. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rummy, and Super Joe. I think you should choose my house for the Las Vegas-style show because I really want to show you my hairy bees.
Oh, dear.
I don't want to. Have you ever heard of a flange-off?
What's that?
A flange-off is a mano-a-mano contest to show who has the most flange, usually judged by drunken onlookers. You expose your flange by pulling your pants down without showing your stuff. Your pubes are the flange. It's not too gay. We love to drink and be merry. I can guarantee at least 40 people willing to participate in any naked reindeer games. I'd also play hockey against Mark Rippon. Oh, I also play hockey against Mark Rippon. Since he's single now, I know he'd love to come to a party like the Las Vegas-style show.
Sure.
Especially with his Redskins connection with you guys. We can make it an afternoon to early evening show, so you can take the red eye back Saturday night. Thinking of you, tell Buzz and Joe I have some of the Pacific Northwest's finest weed.
Why, whatever do they mean?
Smoke them if you got them. That's from Mike from Spokane, Washington.
His name is Mike. Mike.
Let me see. Do I got time for one more? No, I don't think I really do. Oh, here you go. Just a real fast one. Dear Don and Mike, God damn it. This is a no-brainer. After going to the Vegas-style show in Sacramento and hearing your contest on the radio, this is us because we are a fun-ass wild group of people. Let's effing party. One, we have a 2-acre, 3-bedroom house. Two, girls, girls, girls. We got girls. We got whores. Three, we have a band. Four, we live in California. Five, we're all over 21. Six, when you get here, I'll show you something you have never seen before.
Oh.
And that comes from Ray.
A body buried in the backyard.
It comes from Ray from Sacramento.
Ray Henry.
So we are getting tons and tons of fantastic entries.
Good.
Next Monday, we're going to select one. And no matter where it is, We're going there for the Las Vegas style show.
Yeehaw!
So fax us your letter, please. The toll-free fax number is 800-636-6410. Fax early, fax often. We got to break, and I think we'll get to the, oh, fantastic, the geriatric Harrison Ford.
Very good.
Right after this, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes. Don and Mike Arter, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a good call. Because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What?
Oh, I see.
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. All right, here's your phone numbers. From anywhere in America, including Seattle. Thanks for those great ratings on the buzz. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on the mighty WJFK. And New York, WNEW, your hotline, 877-692-1027. Buzz tells us he has, yes. Robbie, I guess we need the breaking glass sound.
Oh,
we have breaking news.
Yes,
a
we do.
Breaking news story.
Breaking news
now. Now, both Mike and I have separately made an off-air wager. We agree on what the story could be.
Okay.
Buzz came in during the news and said, I have football news.
Yes.
He came in during the break to say, I've got news. Let me go on now.
Right. And you guys, I will take my shirt off if it's not that. You guys want to guess first? You want to write it down? I will run down the street screaming. Gleefully, no, I won't. No, but I mean, I really think you're... Don brought up what he thought it was, and as soon as he said that, I said, that's got to be it.
I think it's that Sean Hammer got hired by the Chargers.
No.
Oh, that's boy, not I'm it. Glad I commit to taking my shirt off.
I think you'll be right about that in the long run, but this is about the television angle of football. The NFL announcing team of Pat Summerall and John Madden won't be in the booth together next season. Sources tell the Associated Press that an official announcement will be made later this afternoon. We'll be eager to hear that. The sources say they didn't know whether Summerall will remain at Fox with a new announcing partner.
Yeah, right. No.
Interesting.
I know from talking to someone who used to be on the show that that was a move that was actually thought to be happening before the end of the year. And that,
it's a shame we couldn't have that person on the show now.
Madden's new partner will be Joe Buck. The guy who does the does the baseball.
Joe Buck Jr.
for Fox, and that
of course his father wasn't Joe Buck, his father was Jack Buck,
and don't forget his uncle, Uncle Buck. That old man Summerall is going to be going to CBS.
Ah,
Larry, let's ask the magic Pat Summerall 8-ball. Pat, are you going to CBS when you're fired from Fox, Pat Summerall?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay,
what's he going to do? Golf?
No, he's going to do football.
So he's going to keep in the business.
Yeah, he's going to be like the number three announcer, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Will he be doing golf, though? Because he used to be the golf announcer for CBS,
too. Yeah,
I would
imagine that they'd use
him. Before Nancy took it over.
Use him in that capacity.
You think Nancy's nervous?
I think Nancy's nervous every day. I think so. Okay. So thank you for the update, Buzz.
Certainly.
We were wrong. Boy, it's a good thing you didn't say that thing about taking your shirt off.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be Marty Schott 10.
Not yet. The Golden Globes were on Sunday night. Just another one of these idiotic, like I said to Leah Remini when she was on before, just another one of these idiotic shows of these actors and TV stars just giving each other manual release, you know. Oh, no, you're great. No, you're great. And they're so impersonal when they come up, and you know what you really want with the people I think that you like and you enjoy watching in movies or TV. They win an award. You want to see the real person come out.
Yeah.
You want to see them come up, and you know, they just say something like, "Hey, I want to thank all the people that go to my movies, and you know, I want to thank my wife, or you know, I've got a great life." What I hate is when they come out and they pull out the piece of paper and they go, I've got to thank Benjamin Schwartz,
Jeffrey Katzenberg,
Michael Elston, Michael O'Mara, Michael Source, Robert Spiewak, Lisa Herndon, Joseph Ardinger, Peter Johnson.
Yeah, it gets tedious, and they all seem to want to do that now. It seems to be a formula, and it's settled in, well, there's so many award shows now.
Right. And they all just, they can't suck enough. But this one had a couple of real real, at least in my opinion, funny moments. In the pre-show that was on the E exclamation.
No, this was on NBC.
Oh, this was on NBC?
Dick Clark's pre-show.
Here's Dizzy Idiotic Kate Hudson.
Okay. Okay. Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah. Right. Who's pretty nutty here. Here she is.
How are you now? Are you glad that you can, like you said, be able to sit out there? But how, as far as being a Golden Globe winner, how is your career? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So pretty. Well, look at this dress, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How has your career changed since winning the Golden Globe?
You know, I mean, it's changed, but nothing's really changed, you know? It was just kind of... It's just this beautiful moment, and you go back to work, you know, and you do the best thing you can every time you go back to work. So, you know, it was just a big honor. I'm so young, and for it to happen like that so young, it was amazing.
And right off the bat, it must mean you're very talented. We'll have a good time tonight. Thanks for stopping and talking to us, okay?
What's dizzy about that?
Sure.
Well, she's just kind of dumb.
Well, what? She didn't say anything dumb.
No, wait, the first thing, she interrupted the question to tell the lady she had a pretty dress. She's, I'm sorry, your dress is pretty.
The lady's saying to her, you want to hear the beginning again?
No, I heard the beginning. I heard where she interrupts and says the prayer. But I was ready for her to, like, do a
Maybe
speech.
Maybe I was overselling it.
Okay, all right, all right. I was waiting for her to, like, say, may I mambo dog face the banana patch.
Oh, no, wait till Harrison Ford for that. Now then, another thing you had during this Golden Globes was you had that annoying Dick Clark,
yeah.
Coming on constantly telling you that there were great parties going on in the background.
Right.
Here is the first time during the show that Dick underestimates our intelligence. This is one of his first cut-ins.
So I'm going to give it on over to you, Dick, and let you take us inside.
Thank you, Nancy. I just saw Russell Crowe hustling into the ballroom. You only got just a few seconds left here before we start. This has got to be the single biggest party of the year. Nancy, thank you ever so much. Sean, thank you. Great job. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You know what? Once you get inside, I've said this before, you've never seen a room like this. It's full of movie moguls, network heads, the people with the purse strings, every star you've ever seen in your life, all together in one room at the same time. It's the biggest Hollywood party of the night. Let's go.
Right.
That's kicking it to the opening of the telecast.
Yeah. You know, I wondered why Dick Clark was going to be so excited about it until I saw that he was the executive producer.
Now, was he always associated with the Globes?
I don't think so.
Like, pull that into his major web?
I think there's a tremendous draw at Dick Clark Productions, and all awards show find their way
right
over there.
Right.
All right, here's more Dick Clark.
Now, this is what happens during a commercial. Hundreds of stars are table hopping, catching up with old friends, doing a little business. You can bet a few deals are being closed right there in that room. It's
there
the
you
kind
go.
Of scene
yeah.
You can only see at the 59th Annual Golden Globe Awards.
Right. Wow. You can bet a few deals are being closed right now. You know, they put a box on his voice, because really, if you heard him now, he'd be, you bet a bunch of fools.
And here he is again, more Dick Clark.
Good. As you can see, it's another chance to wheel and deal with the stars, the producers, the moles, the network, and the studio heads.
The what?
All the moles.
He's getting a little of the old man speak.
The moles.
Wasn't he trying to say moguls,
yes.
though?
Yes, yeah, I believe so, but it came
and
out.
And moguls came out old man.
Moles. Moles.
As you can see, it's another chance to wheel and deal with the stars, the producers, the moguls, the network, and the studio heads. They are all here.
That's stroke speak. That's stroke speak.
He said moles.
Moses.
This is the most high-powered crowd of them all. It's social, and it's business, and you are here at the Golden Globes on NBC.
He didn't even get Globes right
now.
He said the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, your host for the Golden Globes, Kirk Douglas.
Here's more Dick Clark.
And show you're worth it.
This is the Golden Globes, and there's a lot of buzz in this room right now about who will win two of tonight's most important awards. They're whispering about the best actor and best actress in comedy. And you know what? Right here on the 59th Annual Golden Globes, we're going to find out.
Can he not say Globes? Maybe. Golden Globes.
Maybe he's got a problem with the
I
L
think
word.
It's G-O-L-B's. That's what it said.
Yeah, maybe he's that Tom Brokaw thing that he can't say L.
As Golden Globes. I'm Dick Clark.
You were at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look
at it.
Golden Globes.
He says he's G-O-L-B-S.
Wow. I think he's got the E in there. But I think it's G-O-L-B-E-S.
The Golden Globes.
You were at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and...
Just listen to the beginning again.
Take a look at this room. There are all sorts of movie moles.
You are at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and film stars are rubbing elbows. Of course, tomorrow's papers will be reporting who's seen with whom, but you're seeing it all for yourself right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
Well, I think you said February. I think you said Globes correctly there.
Well, let's be honest. The man is what? Well into his... He's a pushing 80.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. More dick.
You know, people always ask, why does Hollywood turn out in such huge numbers for the Golden Globes? Well, just take a look. It's a party, and they are talking, and they're wheeling and dealing and socializing, and it only happens at the Golden Globes on NBC.
It treats us, the viewers, like such idiots. Like these celebrities are really sitting at these tables making deals.
Making big deals. There's a big deal going on now between Leah Remini and P. Diddy.
Here's more dick.
You know, the faces in the Golden Globe audience are known all over the world, but they're about to be joined by a couple of surprise guests that might be the most famous of them all. Wait till you see who it is. Coming up next here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
I got an instant feedback here that Dick Clark has been producing the Golden Globes since 1983, but he's only been on the air the last couple of years.
Wow, very good.
So he's been...
What are his? What are the awards that he created?
American Music Awards.
American Music Awards.
All right, here is more Dick Clark.
Well, as you can see, these people are on their feet right now, and they'll be on their feet again in the next act. Ben Affleck presents Harrison Ford the Cecil B. DeMille Award. That is coming up right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
All right, well, you know, he got some coffee or something that someone hipped him to the fact because let me go
You're
back.
You're saying the Golden Globes.
Let me go back to cutting away. Which cut was it that we said Globes?
You were at the Golden Globes. This is the ball.
There it is.
All right, there it is. Right
you were at the Golden Globes. Just needed some practice.
You are at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and film stars are rubbing elbows. Of course, tomorrow papers will be reporting who's seen with whom, but you're seeing it all for yourself right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
NBC.
Okay, then let me see. Okay, I'm going to start. I don't even want you to hear the... Ben Affleck, who came to introduce Harrison Ford.
Is it the big suck fest?
It was the whole thing. Oh, hold on. Oh, Rob's right. Hold on. Before we get to the Harrison Ford thing, there is seriously a double jive custom of
the theme.
Jennifer Lopez parody record.
You've got to listen very carefully to the lyrics. I didn't even realize there was custom
to
this.
Oh, you mean when they introduced the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
And I was, you know what I was thinking when I saw that? I was hoping that it wasn't being broadcast inside the Hilton. I was hoping that it was just for the TV audience because it was so jive.
It is so bad, and I have to give my wife credit because she said, listen to the words they're saying.
Oh, horrible. Like, it was made up like 5 minutes before they went on air.
It's Jennifer Lopez. Here we go.
In Beverly Hills, the stars of motion pictures and television are gathering for the party of the year. From the movie scene and the TV screen, watching limousine right here. When a star appears,
this is like from the Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary.
Oh, yeah, but wait, it gets jiver.
I know. Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Ron Howard felt about that.
Yeah.
And Opie, who loves to direct.
Opie grew up to direct.
That's good for Opie and Anthony, though.
Yeah.
If they have a song they can play that Opie loves to direct.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Maybe this is not actually Jennifer Lopez singing, but
I don't think so.
It's the J-Lo song, though, right? Waiting for Tonight. Here comes Billy Bob.
That star loves the mob. They're showing Tony Soprano.
Smith is having a pun.
Yeah.
We played Ali.
There's Kevin who's acting is key.
Yeah. Stinks on ice. Wow.
Then they show our team of accountants are here.
Get ready to be embarrassed, stars.
Wow. It's time for the bash of the year that you're not invited.
Hello, Brent. Brent, are you there? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what up?
Hey, Brent.
Yeah. Did you see Junior's daughter?
Who?
Do you know the lady that played Wizard of Oz? Do you see her daughter who betrayed her?
What? You got to speak wider.
Yeah, do you see what's the lady that...
I think I can help here. Do you mean Lorna Luft?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's as big as a townhouse now.
What does she have to do with the Wizard of Oz?
Because her mother's Judy Garland.
Judy Garland's mother?
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right, thank you.
I mean, Lorna Luft is not Judy Garland's mother.
Might be.
Judy Garland is Lorna Luft's mother.
And she ate the corpse.
Do you see haircut? Do you see haircut?
Haircut?
Yeah. They're awful, right?
God, I wish Mr. 40 was here.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need a translator to talk with our black audience.
Yeah, how do you like Leah Remini?
We liked Leah Remini.
Yeah, we loved her.
Do you see what she was wearing?
Yes.
Yeah, very low cut. And sitting next to Sean Combs.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Hot.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Good call.
Whew. You see your haircut?
That was a tough one.
Wizard of Oz's daughter?
I'll tell you one thing I did see.
Wizard of Oz's daughter.
I'll tell you a haircut I didn't like was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. She chopped it all off.
And I don't know if you noticed or not, but during... the show, she was sitting at the table with the guy who plays Aiden on Sex and the City.
John Corbett,
and there was lots of kissing and hugging that had nothing to do with the awards.
Yeah.
And the word is
that they're an item.
She's dumping Matthew Vehicular Homicide Broderick.
For him?
For him.
Oh, boy, they were one of New York's darling couples.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. That
all those nights out, you know, doing that show, Matthew.
That Matthew's on the outs.
Is she dumping him for that guy?
Yeah. And last night, I swear, I thought my wife was going to cry. We were watching Sex and the City because Carrie and... is that her name, Carrie?
Carrie and Aiden?
Yeah. They broke up.
Oh. Drag. Yeah.
They broke up.
So I liked Samantha, though, got it in the men's room with that writer.
Oh, but he was soft. Oh, I thought of you at that moment.
But that's not what happens when you take the Paxil.
I know.
Ass.
I'm kidding. Toodaloo ass.
Ass.
Kidding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, but really, at the end of that, Freddie was sitting there, and I said, are you crying? She said, I'm not crying. I said, it's Sex in the City. She said, but they broke up.
You know that show is doomed if she starts banging her co-star. That show will go down in flames. That's the way it works.
But if he's leaving the show, then she can bang him.
It works. This is true.
Then she can. I've always thought she should be with Mr. Big anyway.
I like Mr. Big.
So do I.
Mr. Big is a cool guy.
So do I.
But I mean, not in a regular way. Like, they shouldn't walk down the aisle or anything. She should just be dating him.
Yeah, but she was, before he was all teary and junk last night. And, you know, I was going to mention one more thing about Sex and the City. I'm about ready to come over to the other side. On
Cynthia Nixon?
On Cynthia Nixon.
It's about time. About time you smelled the coffee on that one.
Dave Foley. I saw her on the Letterman show.
Yeah.
My God, she has legs that just will not end. And I don't mean
her new.
In a good way. I mean, her legs are like Popeye arms.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very thin.
Jesus. No, but she got like elephantitis of the legs.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, I mean...
You mean she's got thick legs?
She has thick legs.
Wow, such a skinny lady, and she's got such thick legs.
Yeah.
And matches her wonderful bust line.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, Donna Mike, what's going on, guys?
There she is.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine. Anybody watch Letterman when Cynthia Nixon was on last week? You tell me.
When she trundled out?
You tell me. If you saw those legs, you didn't. The first thing you didn't think was, hey, you want to throw a peanut in her nose. She belonged in a circus with those legs.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Did you see who Miss Golden Globe was this year?
Yeah.
It was the daughter of...
Pat Benatar.
Which means technically, technically,
your daughter.
That could be my daughter.
That's what I was thinking. That's where I was headed. It's Don's love child.
It could be mine since we did have unprotected sex.
I think she's a budding recording artist too, but she's super, super hot. I think she's like 17 or 18. It's ridiculous.
Well, then that would let me off the hook,
right?
When did Surf do her?
Well, guys, I got news for you. They showed the husband too. They showed the father. They identified him as the father.
The alleged father. Sure. Hello, Jerry. Don and Mike show. Hello.
I want you to think.
Hello, Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry. All right, Jerry's gone.
Haircut.
Hold
guys,
on.
How you doing?
There he is. Hi, Jerry.
What's up? I tell you, I turned on the Golden Globes just when Sex and the City, I guess, was getting their award for best comedy, and I thought they were having a reunion of News Radio, because with Sarah Desk, I thought it was Kathy Griffin taking the award.
Yeah.
And what happened with Kim Cattrall? She didn't look too good.
I thought she looked real good.
She looks fine.
Really?
Yeah, I thought she looked good on the award show, and I like the way she was kind of just sitting there posing sultrily in back of the producer.
Anyway, the reason why I called, I was talking about the producers. You were saying, as far as Matthew, somebody asked her, hey, where's Matt? And she's like, oh, I think he's in New York doing a matinee today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, just so you know, you guys aren't here together. She goes, oh, no. This is my date for tonight, talking about that guy who played Hayden.
A lot of times, if you watched The Room, the two of them would be hugging and cuddling, and it's like it wasn't when Sex and the City was winning awards.
Right.
It was just as they panned across the room.
I saw a shot one time when they showed the two of them, and she was giving him manual relief.
And then he got under the table and gave her oral.
Right there.
And then, you know, the little...
they were both doing that to each other with their hands.
Right.
She was sitting there.
And at the end, Aiden did the same thing to the mom from 6 Feet Under. Show got really good in the 10 o'clock hour.
It was incredible. You have to look for those cutaways.
Right.
Back in furiously New York. With Aiden with his hands.
Back in New York, Nathan Lane's doing the same thing to Matthew Broderick.
Thank you, Buzz. We will be right back. The Harrison Ford, that's a highlight. Stroke victim, drunk, who knows?
We'll find out. We'll analyze it.
Disjointed, stroke-like, Harrison Ford coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFM, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Joseph. Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, speak
for yourself.
You know, we never got around to rating the women today.
We got
to
do that.
We'll start tomorrow. I'm ready. I'm absolutely ready. And, hey, Rob, make sure when we go up to NEW tomorrow that you bring the old list.
Right.
Our old list of rating women. The last time we rated women was 3 years ago.
Yes, and let's get Brooke Burke on the show, please.
Brooke Burke, as a matter of fact, Mike, is in my prep sheet this year as I am ready to redo the list. Should be in my top 25.
That's good. Brooke Burke will probably be in my top 5.
And, you know, that's it. We're just going to do the top 25.
And I saw Kathy Ireland the other day, and it's going to be a very dramatic fall for Kathy Ireland.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. You guys are busted on Harrison Ford, but Ben Affleck was 10 times worse.
Oh, no. Listen, I totally agree, and I apologize for not articulating that. It sounded like one drunk introducing another.
I think Harrison Ford got a big whiff of Ben Affleck's breath, and that...
Well, wasn't Ben Affleck in rehab recently trying to beat an alcohol problem?
Yeah, well, I've got some Ben Affleck here.
Well, then, did you notice, because Matt Damon and him are inseparable, so I assume that Matt Damon was ready to go out with him and said, look, you look so bad, I refuse to even be around you, especially with the whole Project Greenlight thing that's been going on with the pilot episode.
So was it apparent, I didn't see it, was it apparent that Ben Affleck may have been drinking?
I didn't.
No, he was drinking and smoking just...
Yeah, they had him at the table.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hooving and pouring him down. Mm. About Matt Damon, anybody notice that after the Patriots game in the press conference, when he had on one of those, like, Andy Cap hats? Do you know
right.
the hat?
Like, yeah, exactly, right. Like the kind of a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Well, he's trying to cover his Dennis the Menace hat.
No. Yeah, it is, but it's pointy going down.
Right.
It's
driving like, cap,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah. He's a dead ringer for Matt Damon when he was in the locker room laughing about the fact. Yeah, sure, my hand was going forward. Sure, it was a forward pass.
Yeah, he had the company line on that one right away.
You know, all right, well, listen, let's hear some Ben Affleck first.
Yeah,
and you decide for yourself if Ben Affleck is effed up while he is introing his, as he says, hero. Harrison Ford.
This year, I will have the huge challenge of stepping into the role of CIA agent Jack Ryan in a new film based on another one of Tom Clancy's great bestsellers. Of course, this role was made famous by Harrison Ford in Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger. And Harrison, I have to tell you, nobody can fill your shoes. You've always been my hero. In fact, you're everyone's hero for giving us four decades some of the most remarkable performances ever seen on film. You are, quite simply, one hell of a great actor.
So you decide for yourself, you think he was effed up or not.
Hmm. You know what I'm hearing when I'm hearing this and hearing that he's stepping into the role as Jack Ryan, Harrison Ford's role. One of the Harrison great things about Nicholson and all these other actors is you got to have the voice to be the actor. I mean, some of the great actors. And you listen to him, I feel like I'm listening to an 18-year-old boy.
And the weird thing is Harrison Ford chose Ben Affleck to introduce the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Right.
So I don't know.
Very
what
weird.
That is an odd thing. He's playing small parts on television. And in 1966, he made his film debut as a man in uniform.
All right, now they go to the clips. So that's Ben Affleck. You decide. I thought maybe he was...
Sounds a little wobbly.
Under the influence of something. But then you get to Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a Harrison Ford fan.
Right.
Listen to the guy speak and imagine what type of coaching he must get in his movies to where he can, like, you know, the famous one, you know, I don't dance, Mr. President.
Or, how dare you, Mr. President?
Right, or the one with Anne Heche where he says, you know, no, I'm not one of those guys that can build mountains, but I can do this. And he makes that pop sound with his mouth. Listen to this. Here's Harrison Ford. Just listen to his voice.
Sit down, please. Sit down. I'm too old to wait.
Sit down, please.
My luck is holding. I'm nominated in a category where...
Oh, my God.
The competition is dead.
Oh, my God.
See, I love your reaction because did not hear it or see it.
I'm a native animal. I'm a monument. Sit down. Sit down, please. Sit down. I'm too old to wait.
I'm nominated.
Hey, don't talk during this. I want to hear this.
My luck is holding. I'm nominated in a category where the competition is dead.
Maybe it's me, but you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a little Henry Blake in there. A little McLean Stevenson as Henry Blake.
Hello. Hey, Melissa, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Okay.
I love you guys. You rule. You absolutely rule.
Thank you, honey. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say, I definitely think he was loaded. And, Mike, about the Paxil, it will come out. I promise.
Oh, thank you very much.
And Melissa, which guy was loaded, Harrison Ford or Ben Affleck?
I think they both were loaded, truthfully.
Okay.
It really was bad, man. It was bad.
All right, thank you, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to need it.
Just wait. Now, you know, you could play this for someone, and you could say, if they didn't know it was Harrison Ford, you could say, this is a guy who has recently suffered a stroke.
Right.
And is achieving like a lifetime battle against stroke award.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you might buy it.
Right.
Because listen to the speech pattern.
In anticipation of tonight, I I wrote two speeches.
What'd I tell you?
A long one and a short one. Because I thought it might be a long evening. I'll give you the short one.
Wow. Almost sounds like a retard.
Thank you.
And then the nervous applause of the audience, yeah, not knowing what to do.
Now think back to what I was thinking. I just told you I'm watching this. How the hell did they get this guy to act in his movies?
I don't get the, you know what? What I'm thinking is, a lot of times they can do that, but getting up in front of your peers, extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is his way of compensating by, you know, getting the old bottle.
Liquid courage,
yeah.
But it seems there might be enough time for the long one as well. Which is, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is a collaborative enterprise in the so-called achievement, which I'm getting credit for tonight, is the result of work that I've done with incredibly talented people. People who had faith in me long before it was reasonable.
Have you identified it?
Yeah, he's a wreck. He's a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
That's what... And he's also, I think, got liquid courage happening.
Yeah.
I think that's the combination of both. There are a lot of people that just cannot, even if they're big-time movie stars, but they can't stand getting up in front of people and talking like that.
I know I've seen Harrison Ford, though, at other events.
Yeah, functions. I have, too.
And he has never been like this.
No, he just...
Harrison.
People who gave me opportunities to grow and to learn. People who were generous to someone who started out in this business without knowing very much about movies or about life.
Movies. For life.
I just want to say what I have learned about life. I have learned.
Cry.
In the business of making movies.
Hey, there was a lip
That's
smack
my
there. Boy, clear the chalk out. Get the chalk off that eraser board.
Back that up. Let me back that up, because that was a good moment.
Listen to that lip smacking goodness.
And much of what I have learned about life, I have learned in the business of making movies. And I am exceedingly grateful for the opportunity that I have had. I thank you very much.
Okay.
Wow. Is that it?
That's it.
Do you need any more?
Wow.
I mean, just,
I'm going to say things that came from
it. Sounded like he was about to pass out. Lose consciousness. Fall asleep.
My favorite part's just the beginning. Thank you for everything. Sit down.
Sit down, please.
Sit down.
Sit down. I'm too old to wait. Too old to wait for the speech transplant.
My luck is holding. I'm nominated in a category where the competition is dead.
I'm nominated
in a category where the competition is dead.
Thank you very much, Sid. Ben Affleck, a drinking buddy of mine.
In anticipation of tonight, I wrote two speeches.
I am brother.
In anticipation of tonight,
I have finished the bulk of a bottle of whiskey. The competition is dead. In anticipation of tonight, I wrote two speeches.
One long, it's one short.
I mean, it's labored. It's
in anticipation of that. I'd like to thank my friend Ben Fleck.
We were friends. A long one and a short one.
Short one.
I thought it might be a long evening. I'll give you the short one.
Retard.
Thank you.
Sean Penn in the role of his life in I Am Sam.
No, I'm not.
Seems there might be enough time for the long one. So thank you very much as well. Which is thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm not really up for this.
See, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show. What a great moment that was. That made the whole Golden Globes.
There's nothing worse than nervous laughter. The man was leaking.
Yeah. Nervous laughter is always very, very strange. Yeah.
I got to say, a couple of months back, though, CBS gave him the same Lifetime Achievement Award. And I got to tell you, he was like 50%. You know, you could see that there was something wrong, and this was like twice as bad. I don't know if you have tape of the old stuff.
No? All right, we'll look for that. Thank you, my friend.
I'm going to save you. The guy, he has to tell us something wrong with him because he can't hold his emotions in. You can see, like, in the beginning during Star Wars, he's so terrible. He doesn't like Star Wars. And you can see a little smile at the end when they show a little blurb of the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, no, that's true, because what they're doing, they're running his movies on the screen, and they got him just, like, in the little box in the corner.
Mm-hmm. And he couldn't hold his thoughts in. You could just read his face like a book. He was just dribbling off his... I don't know. He's a going, boys.
All right, thank you. Let's go to...
Bye-bye, boys.
Hey, PJ. Hey, PJ. Hello, PJ. Don and Mike show. Hello?
PJ?
Hello?
Sit down. PJ?
I don't have time to wait. I wrote one long and one short.
Let's go to Susan, then. Susan, are you there? Hello, honey.
I was nominated.
Hi, honey.
Goddamn, honey.
Susan?
Hey, goddamn, honey. Come on, talk.
Honey, what the hell's going on all these phone lines? Max.
I will speak.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think that Harrison is in fact, drunk. I think he is extraordinarily stoned.
You think he's stoned?
Buzz,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, the way that he speaks, it is as if he perhaps forgot everything he was going to say and has to reinvent the words before he says them.
It's possible. I mean, it's hard to tell the difference between that and alcohol in this case, but it sounds like he's under the influence of something.
That's what Buzz always says to the law enforcement officer.
Exactly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Did I tell you you're my favorite?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Well, exactly. At least she was clear and easy to understand.
I work on weekends, and I got home Sunday evening, and that I heard that crap, and my wife gave me the biggest boatload of crap. Well, would you turn the channel? I'm going to listen. Well, holy smokes, it was awful. The guy was loaded.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye. See ya. I was told Keith checking in.
Yes.
Who was telling who to change the channel?
It doesn't matter. Sit down. Everybody, sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Sit down, please. Sit down,
please.
I'm too old to wait.
Sit down, please. Two speeches.
My luck is holding. I'm nominated in a category where the competition is dead.
He's wasted.
Yeah. That nervous of you. Oh, that Harrison.
I do. In anticipation of tonight, I wrote two speeches.
A lot of that too.
A long one and a short one.
But Jim Ignatowski from Taxi.
I wrote two speeches down.
Long evening.
Thank you very much.
I'll give you the short one. Thank you.
Thank you. Patty DeVito. How about another drink?
But it seems there might be enough time for the long one. As well.
Oh, no. Just
thank you very much.
Very much. Well, there it is. That's the that's the Golden Globes recap, everybody.
Not a lot happening except for Harrison Ford at the Golden Globes. Very, very mellow, you know, kind of evening. Wasn't the tomfoolery and hijinks that you normally associate with that award show.
Oh, my, no, there was tons happening.
You were at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room.
The Golden Globes.
He's hyping us on it.
You were at the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes.
Hey, stupid viewers, look around this room. All kinds of deals are being made right now. Nice. Hobnobbing, stars, moles,
stars.
You You are at the Golden Globes. This is the ballroom. Take a look around this room. TV and film stars are rubbing elbows. Of course, tomorrow's papers will be reporting who's seen with whom. But you're seeing it all for yourself right here on the Golden Globes on NBC.
This should really be called the Golden Slurs.
Yeah.
What's happening is behind Merv Griffin's Beverly Hilton. It's Dick Clark passing one over to Harrison Ford.
I mean, this is pretty amazing. Everybody's just going... All right, kids, hold on. Let me see. Do I smell something? I smell... I smell big.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sweaty underpants.
Incontinence.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I smell earwax.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Blood. Oh,
and I smell blood.
Right.
And, oh, definite smell of BM.
Oh, yes.
That means, of course, we will have newsmaker Rush Limbaugh joining us.
Oh, talking about his procedure.
Yes, in just a moment. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
Hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Diaz.
America's favorite helmets, Don and Mike.
And thank you to the good people of Seattle. Those guys are in Seattle.
Yeah.
We got some great ratings information today on the show from KQBZ, 100.7 FM in Seattle. So thank you very much for listening. We're trying to find audio or video right now. Of course, you would expect this. This happened today in New York with Mike Tyson. He's going to fight Lennox Lewis
right
at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And Mike Tyson's introduced, then Lennox Lewis is introduced, and then Mike Tyson starts swinging at him.
Yeah, yeah, so of course.
That's
the way it goes.
You had to know that would happen.
Is it going to affect the fight, or, I mean, are they going to go on, or what's the deal? Sometimes that can be pretty heavy-duty stuff.
I think it's theatrics.
I think so. No, I don't think he's doing weed, Rob.
Rob, that is your new answer for everything. Someone is smoking
crazy
weed.
People.
And I do want to thank, this came late, it came in today's mail, but I wanted to thank a guy named Mike, who listens to our show on WNFL in Green Bay. Don, I was pleased to hear you're a diehard Packer fan. You gave a description of your Packer uniform, the one you'll be wearing for your Super Bowl party. I won't be wearing it now because the Packers lost.
Yeah.
I felt a bit of pride and wanted to send you this note. This guy went to the playoff game against the 49ers. He sent me his ticket stub.
Hey, there you go. Wow.
And they also gave away towels that are supposed to get the fans to whip them into some kind of phony frenzy. But anyways, you can see...
Go, Pack, go!
As you can see, it's got the date of the game on it, and it's got the helmets and wild card game.
And the fine sponsors.
He guarantees that no wiping of any kind has occurred on this.
It looks like a relatively clean towel.
Thank you. I'll wash it before I use it to do whatever I do with it, but thank you very much, my friend.
That's very nice.
I'm not sure I put it in the dryer, though. It might just dissolve and end up in the lint tray. It's not much of a quality towel.
Actually, if you're listening, you know what? Probably the first thing I'll use it for?
Why? Oh, dear.
To clean up Magoo.
Oh, yeah. God.
Save your T-shirts. That'll be a permanent stain since it's a white towel.
Clean up Magoo. Hello, Jerry.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you that I was watching on Fox while I was listening to you.
Yes?
They bit, Tyson bit Lennox Lewis on the foot. He's got to go get a tetanus shot.
He got bitten?
You are asking. Yeah.
Mike Tyson bit Lennox Lewis?
We got reports of that, and also, apparently, because of all this histrionics, the fight actually may be canceled at this point.
Oh, my God.
So he could be off.
You are asking me, because the report I have just says that he took a swing at it.
He bit him on the foot.
He bit him on the foot. They were fighting. There was a bunch of Hell's Angels there as his bodyguards, and it was kind of a trip, man.
Oh, my God. A biting incident again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Joseph. Donna Mike Show. Hello, Joseph.
He's so misunderstood.
Hello, Joseph.
He's a hothead. That's what he is.
Hey, Joe. Joseph, hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, my friend.
Yeah, I've got Mike Tyson on the phone. Hold on. Here he is.
Okay, here we go.
I'm a hellraiser. I am Mike. But
I was born poor. I ain't never had nothing. I don't know how to act.
What are you doing?
I don't know if he's got a sampler or if that was tape of today's press conference.
A little shower,
Mike. Hello, Mike. Mike, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
You could see it. They showed it live, and they introduced, I can't remember the guy's name, Cigar, classic press guy. I forgot his name. He was sitting next to Mike.
Okay.
Mike says to him, I'm going to go stare him down. It was Mike likes to put fear into people. Mike goes over there, squares up to him, and they get really close, but Lennox throws the first punch. Lennox comes down across Mike's chest, and then Mike flips out, and then you go behind a curtain fighting, and you can't see anything anymore, but supposedly they were there fighting for a while, and then when they were on the ground, Mike bit him in the ankle. You can see Lennox through the first punch. You can see Lennox comes down, hits him in the chest.
Unbelievable. We got to wait till we see the video.
It was a fight, though. They brawled behind the curtain, so you didn't get to see much. It was incredible.
All right, my friend, but you're maintaining Lennox Lewis through the first punch.
Well, he hung up.
Okay, well, who knows? Listen, all that happened in New York, where we'll be tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have more information on that.
Yeah.
Also in New York, joining us now via satellite. Let's turn on the satellite machine right now.
Good.
There we go. As he's,
Bob.
He's doing his show the same time
Hello.
We are.
Hello. Uh-huh.
Hello. Let's talk to Rush.
How are you? Don? Hey, Rush. Don, are you there?
Rush, I'm here.
I can hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a miracle procedure. An implant has restored my hearing 1,000%. I can hear you clearly, audibly, and of course it was, I was knocking on death's door as far as hearing was concerned, only days ago.
Well, now, Rush, we were commenting that you originally had your press conference to announce that you were deaf.
Yeah.
At that press conference, when you garnered all those national headlines,
yes.
You never mentioned the fact that there was this implant that's been out for 15 years.
Of course I didn't, Don. I can talk to you. I can talk to each and every one of your listeners because I know your listeners know the truth. You know the way the radio game works. It was a scam, a total giant scam. I was overwhelmingly successful. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, I knew all along that I had no hearing problem whatsoever. As a matter of fact, the implant also phony. I've had 100% hearing for as long as this entire charade has gone.
What?
I'll tell you right now, I was too stupid to know about the implant, is what it was. No, that's not true. I have not had any hearing loss at all. The ratings, Don, as you so aptly pointed out before, ladies and gentlemen, had dipped 35%. I found it necessary to create a publicity stunt of biblical proportions, which I did by claiming, fallaciously, I should add, that I had no hearing, that I was going, in fact, deaf. And I got the sympathy vote that I was counting on, and the pablum-eating listeners that I have had in my loyal audience believing anything I say.
Now let's talk
I'm
about
very it. Happy about the fact that they took it to every BS spoonful. They lapped it up like a dog.
Let's talk about your listeners because
let's talk about it because I can hear you.
Every time,
of course I can.
Every time we discuss the fact that that we think that there is some element of fakery.
Every time
involved.
You do, you're telling the truth. You're speaking truth to your audience.
Every time we do.
You know that it's a scam. You know that I'm a huckster. I'm a carny. I am basically one step above a carnival barker, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I came up with this. What I would deem a brilliant Jeff Christie idea to come up with the hearing loss scheme, as it will henceforth be known as, the hearing loss scheme. No. Now, if you want to talk about medical conditions that I have suffered from that are legitimate that I have not talked about on the air, I can, there's a virtual laundry list, ladies and gentlemen. There's syphilis, chlamydia, herpes. I've suffered from all of those, obesity, hemorrhoidal tissue, a perforated colon on a number on one occasion, a perforated anus, a perforated rectum. Three perforations that I've had down there. And I've also had manic depressive episodes throughout my career. I have had gout. I've had two toes removed due to onset diabetes. I also have had the stomach flu on a regular basis. I suffer from meningitis, pink eye. I've had so many maladies, it just goes on and on. But hearing loss, I have always had perfect hearing. I did have the mumps at one point when, in fact, I lost both of my testicles.
So you in fact, have been lying to your listeners. And
oh, yes, indeed.
It sounds like you don't have a lot of respect. At least
I have no respect for my listeners, no.
We're honest in the fact that we love anyone who listens to the show.
I envy you that you can be honest with your listening audience. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to the Don and Mike fans now. You should take solace in the fact that these broadcasters are honest with you when, in fact, I talk to my legion of dumb airs, as I like to call them, and just spoon-feed them this triple, this garbage. And, I'll tell you right now, I
I hear you as clear as the day is long, but that will do nothing to take care of this raging case of scabies that I have.
So you in fact, well, listen, I understand you have to go on the air.
Right, I also have leprosy.
Why don't you go ahead, let's, if you don't mind, let me just hear part of the first break to hear what kind of stuff you're
saying. Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I do have to go on the air right now. We all?
All right. Here we go. We're going to stop the cast now with Rush
Limbaugh. Three, two. There. Got that off. Listen, this is O.I.B. This is the Rush Limbaugh get-together, and ladies and gentlemen, it's a big day for me. I have to tell you, your cards, your letters, everyone that's been saying thank you for being so honest about your debilitating disease, your ear issue that you had. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your support. And now, through the miracle, and my God, ladies and gentlemen, all of you OIB fans, it is a miracle. I have restored almost in totality my hearing, and I'll tell you, I can't thank you enough for all of the support that you've given to me, and I'd really like to take your phone calls and speak to all of you ditto heads that are out there on the line right now, because very, very exciting to talk to each and one of you, and then can I say thank God, I thank my God, I thank my Republican Party, and I thank my listeners. Let's go to the lines. Hello, you're on the IB. Hi.
Hey, Rush?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I love your show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And Clinton's bad?
Yes, he is. Yes, we've gone into great detail, and I will mention not one card or letter from that that former president.
You was in my prayers.
Thank you, sir. Thank
your,
you.
With your ears.
Thank you very much.
And
I can hear you, and thank God I can. I can tell you right now, I'm delighted to be able to hear you.
I listened to another radio station today. I just happened to tune on the dial.
Yes, sir. Yes, my good articulate friend.
And they were saying that you was lying. And I called them up and I said, Rush don't lie to his listeners.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to enlighten them. The fact is there are wannabes and individuals who are going to paint this in a very, very derogatory light. But I'll tell you right now, there is no need to do that. And derogatory for you, my fine caller, it means something.
What does derogatory mean?
Negative. They are insulting me.
What does negative mean?
Negative means bad. It's a bad.
Good bad or a bad?
Bad thing. A bad thing, my
you know, here's the thing I wanted to say to you.
Yes.
Mr. Christie?
Yes.
What really gets me is just how...
Yes, my slow-witted friend.
How dumb those disc jockeys are.
They are dumb. Yes. There are lots of people out there that are challenging us and our way of thinking, the American way of thinking, the American way of life, and the fact that I have my hearing back and I can share the message of God that's speaking to you through my body is something that gives me a great deal of strength.
They said you lied to your listeners. Have you ever lied to us?
Let me tell you something, my challenged individual. I will tell you that I have never lied to my listeners or to any of my close personal friends or my wife on any day in my existence, and I think you should remember that. Now, if you stay on the line, we'll have a chance for you to pick up one of these delightfully hand-painted ties that my wife made.
I love that. I love your ties.
Thank you.
I love your newsletter.
Thank you. Do you wear a tie at your job, my slow-witted friend?
I work with my hands.
Ah, that's very good. Well, good for you. The world needs ditch diggers.
Someone has to dig ditches, Rush.
I tell you, it's time for me to eat two waves of amber waves of grain right now. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. What part of the world would ye be calling from?
I'm calling you from Mobile, Alabama.
Ah, great. That's the Bible Belt and good people, good hearty stock down there and wonderful gumbo.
Let me just sum up by saying I'm a dido head.
Ah, dittos to you. Dittos
and,
to you, sir.
Rush, thank God you have your hearing back.
Thank you, sir.
Thumb in the air, Vanity Fair.
Thank you.
Keeps you to ride on Music Radio 14Q.
Thank you so much for calling, sir. I appreciate that. And make a dittos to you. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much. There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We will be back on EIB, and thank you to all the people just like that fine, intelligent gentleman that have called. I'll be right back on EIB. Are we clear? We're clear. Oh, there's another one. Don, are you with me?
Hey, Rush. Yeah, no, yeah, I heard the whole exchange.
There's another one of the retards that calls all the time. I'll tell you, this is, I'll tell you, it's like shooting ducks in a pond. I don't mind telling you.
Okay, let's turn off the satellite now, Rush Limbaugh.
All right.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. I'll let you know when we're going to do the next scam.
Hey, Rush.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. Let's see. Oh, let me see.
Hey, Rush.
Yeah.
What did you think about the call in the Patriots game?
Ah, the Patriots game. I thought it was a bad call. Thought his arm was not moving forward. He tucked the ball in, and that should have really been a fumble and not a forward pass.
Hey, Rush.
Yeah, Don.
How about that Harrison Ford?
Well, I tell you, it sounded like he was wasted, didn't he? I don't mind telling you. Yes, I could hear, whisper all you want.
Okay.
Excuse me, got a little head cold here. 14 in a row, and I've got the Archies coming up right around the corner.
Bye, Rush.
Hey, so long to you, God. What a great scam. Carney.
Even hear a whisper.
There you go. See, I was whispering to him, and he could hear me perfectly.
Yeah, he heard fine. You loud and clear.
Absolutely, he did. Let's go to Guy J. Berkeley now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is the lead made-up news story today?
Well, of course, but Mike Tyson bites again.
Oh, my God. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comment.
News and comment.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Find out. Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
A Buzz?
Yes.
Right before we get to news, we do have a newsmaker hotline.
Oh, good.
Joining us on the phone now, here we go, newsmaker from Fox 5. He's a brave man to call back.
Boy, he's coming back into our arena.
Hey. Here is weather guy Tom Sater. Hey, Tom.
Hey, brave man, huh?
Yeah, brave man.
Boy, the second time you visited with us.
Hey, what kind of totals did you get this weekend?
Seriously?
No, seriously, let's go through it.
One inch.
I tell you, even a blind squirrel uproots an acorn now and then.
He's very excited. Obviously, your forecast proved accurate in some areas.
In some areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now where I lived, really?
Seriously,
We went out on the back porch, on the deck, with the ruler, 1 inch.
Okay, where are you? What county?
Great Falls, Reston, Fairfax County.
Great Falls. Okay, as far as the National Weather Service, they're saying 2.5.
2.5, and on this show on Friday, you predicted
1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Beautiful.
In range.
There you go. So
we're pretty proud of yourself, huh, Tom?
You know what? Let me just say this. Every now and then, you know, if you guys are going to test all the weather guys in town, I got lucky with this.
Well, you know, and you came on.
No, seriously, you have to understand there's a range and anything goes.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Tom. We have to understand nothing. Always remember that. We have to understand nothing. We are the public.
That's true. And I always tell people it's like being a coach.
That's right. You know,
fans only remember when the coach loses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Schottenheimer. Nobody remembers the last part of the season. Tony Dungy, nobody remembers that. You know, they only remember when the coach loses.
This is another one of those weathermen, ladies and gentlemen, that's just on the edge. Right about to climb a building and start popping people with a assault rifle.
Wrapped so tight. Tom, here's my advice to you. You got the forecast right. Kick back with a cold one.
I will. You know what, though? I have to tell you the funniest story. About 7 years ago, I was working in Cincinnati. And I got a phone call one morning. This guy called me up. His name was Harold, and he was all really upset because his back hurt. I had to say, you know, Harold, why is your back hurt? He says, well, I just finished shoveling this partly cloudy off my driveway. I mean, it's going to happen.
Tom Sater, Channel 5, Fox 5, morning show newsman.
I'm glad you called, guys. A lot of fun.
Nailed the forecast.
Yes, I go to somebody else, though. My time's up.
But, no, Tom, the next time you blow it, you got to come back on with us. That's the deal.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and Tom, listen, I want you to give a private message, please, to Amy Roadblock.
Oh, yes,
Amy, I will.
Please tell her that I would love... I would love to see the Sky Fox.
Of course.
The helicopter?
Yes. It's a beautiful thing.
I would love to smell that seed.
Yeah, I'll be sure to share that tomorrow morning.
Please tell her that.
Yeah.
Tell her that. Tell her in my next life, I want to come back as the seat in the helicopter where she reports the traffic.
It sounds like you better go take care of that weather dog.
Yeah, I tell you, well, he's barking out some rain tomorrow, so that's cool. That's how I forecast.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So the dog did it. And he goes and kicks that dog like halfway across the room.
All right, so I got 1 inch. You got how much?
Foot and a half.
Now, come on, really. How much did you get?
Probably 3 inches, 4 inches.
Buzz, what'd you get?
2 inches.
So, you know, he's kind of right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind
of. Yeah.
Kind
of. In range.
But nobody predicted that little burst of snow that we got out in my county, though.
About 8 o'clock on Saturday night?
About 8 o'clock. Did you get that, too?
Yeah, we got it for about 5 minutes.
You know, it covered the roads where I lived.
The kids were going crazy, like, hey, it's happening again,
Yeah.
Then it was
over as soon as it started.
Then it was over. Well, I'll give him credit. He at least called the show back.
He did. Nice guy.
Yeah.
So thank you, Tom.
Way to get that Amy roadblock in. She'll never come on the show, though.
She never will.
Never.
Amy, if you're listening out there, and I hear that she's highly offended by my comments, I love you. I love you. I can think of this.
Or maybe flowers next time instead of an offer to smell her seat.
There's no one else on television in a helicopter.
It's your Packers towel.
Keep it handy.
She's hot. Really, she's
got great eyebrows.
She's the best looking thing on Channel 5. Although, you know, it's a toss-up between her and Tracy Neal.
Would that be
a sandwich?
That's a toss-up between her and Susan Kidd.
She's the best thing in the air since Walt Starling.
Like Susan Kidd's on Channel 4.
It doesn't matter.
Sometimes she spills over.
When you're talking about TV news hotties, it does not matter.
Susan Kidd.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Break me off a piece of that.
And hello to JC.
Mm-hmm.
J.C. Hayward.
And her wigs.
My lady. King Tut.
Those are wigs.
King Tut wigs. Buzz, we are taking up your valuable news time. I'm sorry we had a newsmaker right there on the phone.
You did. Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis appeared together at a news conference in New York today to promote their upcoming fight in Las Vegas. But the fight may be off, according to ESPN, because during the meeting with reporters, Tyson took a swing at Lewis and one of Lewis's handlers.
I want to knock his block off and then bite his ankle.
He also pointed to his crotch.
Hey, Tiger.
Tiger.
Save it for tomorrow. I don't want you to...
Tiger, what are you, gay?
No.
You call me Tiger for...
Well, you know, you're not feeling well.
Fang.
God.
I'll leave it in the locker room.
I want you to have some left for tomorrow. We can do a whole Tyson bit tomorrow.
Tyson also pointed to his crotch while screaming profanities at Lewis and some of the newspaper reporters covering the event. There are also reports...
Okay, Tiger.
Okay, Cowboy. There are also reports Tyson bit Lewis's left foot.
I can't believe he bit him again.
Now, the paperwork's still not done on the fight set for April 6th at the MGM Grand in Vegas, and that's leading the Nevada Athletic Commission to conclude that Tyson may not be mentally fit to fight.
Wow. Boy. Do you think?
The commission will vote on that very question and whether to grant Tyson a boxing license on January...
Actually, yes. I confirm that too, not done.
49.
But technically, if Lennox Lewis threw the first punch...
That's what that one caller said. The reports I'm reading and...
You got to give Iron Mike the benefit of the doubt, but Iron Mike did the biting.
Seems so far. The reports I read, including ESPN, say that Tyson threw the first
punch.
We're still waiting to hear the details of the breakup of a legendary team of football commentators. The Associated Press learned today that after 21 seasons with Pat Summerall, John Madden will work with a new partner next year.
Joe Buck. It'll be Joe Buck.
The official announcement comes later today, so still no word on the working arrangements. Madden and Summerall will be together for the Super Bowl on February 3rd.
And let's ask the Pat Summerall, Magic 8 Ball. Really? Pat, will you be back on Fox next year?
Johnny O was my roommate.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Don't know.
As expected, Kmart has filed for bankruptcy protection, but it plans to keep all of its 2,100 stores open. The Big K went Chapter 11 this morning, hoping to stop the hemorrhaging of money. Company officials say they hope and expect to be out of bankruptcy by next year. Kmart officials say they have already secured, you try to do this, Kmart has already secured $2 billion in financing to pay for their turnaround.
Let's ask the Pat Summerall, Magic 8 Ball.
How he feels about Kmart?
Yeah. Pat?
I'd say 75-80% of the players did smoke.
I don't know.
At Kmart?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's just.
I think he's probably right about that, incidentally.
He is just not being very honest.
Pat?
Now, Pat? Pat Summerall, Magic 8 Ball?
Now what?
Come on, Pat.
Pat?
Pat.
Come on. He's recueing. What's he going to say?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
he doesn't remember.
I don't know. What?
I said to my dad, and he said, let me see if I understand this right. He ought to take it.
Okay.
Whatever. He's going to CBS.
There you go.
That's right.
That's right.
Makes a person think they had something to hide. Word is employees at the bankrupt Enron Corporation kept shredding documents long after the government started its investigation. Lawyers representing the investors who lost millions in the company's ugly collapse say that hundreds of thousands of documents have been shredded, some of them as recently as last week.
Get to know Charlie.
Keep on shredding. Come on, Joe.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie. And he's behind bars.
I'm in jail with Joe Ottinger.
Oops, Charlie. That was my fault, as usual.
About 23.5 million people watched the Golden Globe Awards Sunday on NBC. The three-hour show won the night in the Nielsen ratings, easily doubling the size of the audience at CBS, which was the runner-up. Ratings for the Golden Globes have grown over the years, while ratings for the other award shows are shrinking. And comedian Paula Poundstone talks tonight for the first time publicly about her arrest last year. And her treatment for alcohol abuse.
Sorry, I had like this.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I had the Reba one. I meant to push that one. Sorry.
Come on, Paula Poundstone.
Tomorrow on the show. I'm telling you, that sounds just like Arnold, though. Hi. So,
how you doing? I'm wearing a tie like a man.
I didn't abuse my kids, but I drove around drunk, huh?
I can no longer be a foster parent, huh?
Poundstone talks tonight with Maria Shriver on NBC's Dateline.
We're going to tape it, huh?
Yeah, Maria Shriver's talking to her.
Sure, we're going to analyze the tape tomorrow on the show.
Very good. Paula Poundstone.
For that.
She always likes pounding stones.
Feels good.
Jawohl.
Sure.
The daytime TV game show The Price is Right nearly caused a riot when it went to Las Vegas to tape its 30th anniversary special. The 900 tickets were free for the taping last Thursday night, and nearly 10,000 people showed up to get them.
We're here, Doc.
Hello, D.A.
Hi, Doc.
The show's producers and managers of the Rio Hotel where the show were taped are blaming each other for not preparing properly for the overflow crowd.
I had no idea that that woman was trampled to death on The Price is Right.
Where else would you rather be?
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
There he is.
Dead.
Bob Barker right there.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
There he is.
When the tickets dried up, there was pushing and shouting in the crowd in Las Vegas. Police had to be called in. No one was arrested, but one woman did go to the hospital with a minor head injury.
I love you, Rod Roddy.
Got a break. We'll be right back, guys.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Where was the wacky tape? There you go.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Right.
God damn it.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show. 877-365-3636.
Trying to be caller 100 right now for a prize package that I think sucks.
They've not fixed the prices yet.
Oh, dear.
Boy, I'm surprised at that.
Join the Don and Mike Gunnerballs as we battle the Cosell family.
The Cosells.
Howard Cosell's grandchildren. They're grown up. Tomorrow night in Manhattan at Leisure Time, we're going to be bowling them at 8 o'clock. Leisure Time on the second floor of the Port Authority. Also tomorrow, there is a great story about Michael Jordan and his hoes in the tabloids.
Yeah, about what Michael Jordan likes to do in his quiet time.
And I bet after we read the story, we have a little counseling session tomorrow with Michael and Juanita.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, of course, Craig Wolfen Day.
Super!
The Paula Poundstone recap, and we will debut Who Do You Know? For $500 in cash, one of our brand new games. Now, Buzz, yes. I know you've talked a lot about the Mike Tyson thing.
Yes.
We have people who say they have seen the video. It's already on ESPN. Hello,
hey, who's this? Up?
Hey, Kevin, you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. This is what happened. They were both on a little pedestal. Mike Tyson was up first. Lennox Lewis came walking in, and as soon as he started to walk in, Mike Tyson ran up to him. And Lennox Lewis's security guys were around. And Mike Tyson threw a punch at one of them, and then Lennox Lewis threw a punch at him.
Turn on CNN right now.
And
right.
It was just a melee, a brouhaha.
A brouhaha. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
I got the word that it's on CNN right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The melee. Mostly all I see is a crowd of reporters around the fight. I think at this point they are behind the curtain, the caller mentioned earlier, and now they've gone back to the talking head.
Pay no attention to those men behind the curtain.
Edison Elliott, if you want to see a bad headline,
yes,
I wouldn't run this headline. If you go to ESPN.com,
yeah,
the headline for the fight. Here, the pre-fight is, natives are restless.
Ooh, that's very bad.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be going with that there, ESPN.
That could be a little dangerous right there.
Oh, the natives are restless.
Rob doesn't understand why.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. I might rethink that, ESPN.
That's for sure. They should.
Piss off Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, he'll be up there.
Okay, Buzz.
Finally, it's not as if no one's looking out for the hookers in Australia. The government there is just out with a new set of safety guidelines for the houses of prostitution that are legal down under. The government pamphlet warns of the dangers of dim lighting, slippery shower stalls, back strain, and wrist injuries from repetitive hand movements. The pamphlet also takes on loose bed frames and a shortage of condoms. The pamphlet is called Getting on Top of Health and Safety.
Yay!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes! Tiger.
Okay, cowboy.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow from New York with the all-new episode. Thank you for the great calls today. Had a really good time on the show. I've already told you what's happening tomorrow. And if you want to enter our contest to win the Las Vegas-style show in your home, we're going to pick the winner next Monday. You've got to fax your entry in. 800. 800. How am I supposed to concentrate with you guys doing that? 800-636-6410. That is the fax number. We'll need more letters.
What are we doing?
On tomorrow's episode. Pick the winner next Monday. Thank you again for the great ratings in Seattle on KQBZ and Ocean City on 96 Rock. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm calling 100.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen, I apologize.
No problem.
No, I mean, no offense about this to the client.
No.
But, Christ, why don't we just give this guy a hot poker up his rear?
Wow.
Thank
you. Like the prize.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike, come on. You want, listen to this prize.
What is it?
This is an insult to the word prize. You want a Jackson Hewitt tax kit.
Oh, that's nice.
Jackson Hewitt will work hard to get exactly what you want, every dollar you deserve.
They will.
Call 800-234-1040 today for the Jackson Hewitt in your neighborhood.
Somebody do your taxes in the kit?
I don't think so. But wait, there's more. Hold on, we'll save this. You also got a DVD copy of Do You Believe in Miracles?
All right.
It's from HBO, available at your local video retailer. That, of course, the story of the 1980 U.S. hockey team. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
You're welcome. That's it. We got to go. See you tomorrow. Oops. With a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, cowboy.
Okay, Tiger. Hey, Rob.
God damn it, honey.
Hey, honey.
Can
you be kind?
Yeah.
Throw your hat in the air, honey. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You mind just damn it, honey.
Yeah, so long, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, honey.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike.